You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going
to
be a clusterfuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Talking to the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
Can I get a microphone?
No! What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense. No topics. No directions. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how a host does, you motherfucker.
I'm honored that you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life.
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on riotcast.com.
Excellent use of the Rock On Tour Salute Your Solution. Excellent use.
Soda?
Hi.
How are you, buddy?
Good. Good to be back with... I forgot what it was like to be in Colonel Kurtz's command.
What are you, a hack Twitter guy?
Dude, he looks like Daredevil. Dude, he looks like...
Holy shit, you do look like Kingpin.
Game of Thrones. Dude, he looks like Colonel Kush. Every boss...
I was saying it because you were bossing everyone around.
Name... What was I bossing around? Who?
Deepu and Scopo.
What'd I say to Deepu?
Kept making him change angles.
How is that bossing around?
That's exactly what you're doing.
What do you want me to do? Just keep an angle?
You did boss us around.
What? Yes, I bossed you around. Yes, you too. Because you guys were telling a fucking story.
A great story.
Yeah,
I thought it was
and
a
you
good
left
story. It's very
everybody.
Interesting.
So
the words grand larceny were involved. Yeah. So I have to.
You were busy bossing people around, so you weren't paying attention.
First of all, Scopo, let's talk about the bossing around.
Yeah, yeah.
Me and Scopo, I said, hey, we got everybody's t-shirts up. Boston Scally Company, great company. Anthony Cumia show, we got their shirt up. Listomania, we got his shirt up. I have a t-shirt right there. Just fell.
It's right there.
We have a brand new t-shirt right there. Robert Kelly, live from the Village Underground from my special.
Yeah.
Available at riotcast.com merch page. Very cheap, nice, beautiful t-shirt.
Go download it and buy the t-shirt.
Here's the deal. Me and Scopo talked the other day. Hey, I want to hang it up. You should hang your shirt up behind me. Get with those things and get a hanger. I got it. No problem. I call him up. Hey, did you get... He goes, he reminds me to bring the shirt.
Okay.
He sends me a text in therapy. I'm in therapy. The phone rings. I text him. I'm in therapy. Oh, remember to bring the shirts. Bring two shirts. Okay. I do. So I call him. Did you remember to hang the shirt? Oh, I forgot. Mm-hmm. So remember. So I'm gonna bring the shirts in, and I think this is what he wants me to do. Ready? This is what I'm supposed to do the whole time.
Just awkwardly grab Deepu's ear.
Hey, welcome to the YKWD. I'm just gonna hold this the whole fucking show.
Yeah.
I should make you wear it. Put that on.
Or you can wear it. You can wear it.
Wearing it will work.
Yeah.
Wearing it is good promotion.
I just thought of that. Don't act like you two just fucking came up with it.
Hey.
And then I said, okay, we'll just go to the hardware store. We got plenty of time. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Like
I didn't say that.
You are like a fucking little roughy dog. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's black comics who would be like, oh, you hold up the shirt the whole podcast. That's what you got to do in this business.
So then he goes to the fucking thing. Okay, and he gets the hanger. Forgets the thing to hang the thing on the wall.
I always love how.
So that's bossing around.
Yeah.
That sounded like a wife story.
You know what? Here's the thing.
But I love how you're...
Here's your problem.
That sounded like something Floyd Mayweather says before he hits her.
Ooh. You were dying to get one of those in, weren't you? Fucking liberal cunt. Sorry, I love you.
I love how you're... I love how you're...
He's a liberal cunt because he doesn't want to hit women.
Goddamn right. No offense. You shouldn't be able to hit
them. Fucking pussy.
But they're people too.
I didn't do a mic check on him, did I? I didn't know you were going to do voices. I had Dan set up for the voices, not you. Mike.
Oh, sorry.
You shouldn't hit women at all.
Fuck.
Ever.
Unless you're a liberal. Or no, what was it?
Unless they don't buy one of my t-shirts, which Chris Scopo forgot to hang.
Wow, you're on fire for a second.
It comes and goes.
Anyways.
I'm like an Avengers
sequel.
How do you
go to the fucking... answer me this. Because I know you're already fucking... You're already on everybody else's side. You turned a corner with me. Me and you used to be always be together.
Wow.
When it was me, you, and Joe DeRosa. Always wow. backed you up with your fucking voices. But somehow now that you got some fucking fame due to this fucking show...
Man, you just unraveled in front of me. I was just clearly.
And now you're fucking. Now you're on his side.
Not
and
at all.
Fucking.
I'm just.
I'm on his side.
Because, he is breaking
because,
like a kingpin.
Because Asia's the big market these days.
I'm waiting for Chris Cooper to just go. But Goonies never say die. You literally were doing the "My Wish, My Dream" speech just now. It was so emotional.
I wish I knew what that meant.
No, I was just laughing.
Bubba laughing anyway.
I think you were absolutely in the right about what Scopo did. Didn't do, but it's funny how your tone changes when you retell the story.
What's that?
Because you're like, I was on the phone with Scopo, and I said to him, I said, if you could pretty please just pick up some hangers.
Was my tone great on the show? When you forgot the hanger, what'd I say to you?
Hey, just go to the store and get some more.
Boom!
Nah. This is like in Cops.
No.
When they show up and then the guy makes
Chris,
the abused woman.
Look at me.
Be like.
Look at me. What I say.
See?
Look at me. What I say.
Yeah, this is.
They're just two kids throwing rocks at your window going, how come Soda doesn't want to play with us anymore?
And then I said, go just get the. Here's the thing. Let's go around the room.
I did. Hold on. Yeah. I did forget you wanted a hanger behind you. I thought we were going to hang him over here. That's why I just got the hanger.
This is the last bar KWD I'm ever going to do.
It ends at 362.
Today is the last one. The video's done.
Oh, man.
It's done. I'm going back. You know what I'm going back to?
What?
I'm
just going back. Me and an iPhone.
My fucking iPhone.
Just me and sometimes Colin.
That was the greatest show ever.
Yeah.
Okay, so here we go. Go around the room. Introduce everybody, Scopo. Can you remember that?
I think I can do that.
Okay.
Yeah. To my right, we have Andrew Schultz here.
Hello.
Big news for you, and yeah. I'm announcing it.
Can we announce it?
Fuck yeah.
Oh, fuck. All right. Cool.
Do it. Announce it right now.
Right?
Yeah. Can you?
Actually, I don't know if we can.
Oh, don't you tease us like that.
Ruin this for me, Bobby.
Can I find out?
Yeah, call him.
I want to fucking find out.
Ask him. He's not answering my text.
So what is Corey or Dave at Comedy Connection that you reconnected? What?
I don't know.
Fuck him. I don't know what the fuck he wants. All right. Let's find out. Can I text?
Hey, that would be cool, man.
I'm going to text right now if we can find out. So go around the room. Go around to Dan.
Then we have... You just introduce him. Dan Soder right
hey,
there.
Hey.
Right. You guys didn't know that argument you guys had before. That's Dan Soder.
Oh, we're getting back to that.
Coming back to Mike Lawrence
that
over
has
here.
Roots. Hey. That has roots.
You're looking for
There's
problems.
There's a bud that fucking grew off that tree.
You're Dick Cheney and I'm Iraq. You're looking for things that don't exist.
Now I'm Dick Cheney.
Yeah.
But I didn't say because you look like him. I'm not a Twitter hack.
I'm just saying you're looking for problems. And there's no problem here.
There's a fuck.
I am committed as ever.
I think I just ripped up my
mouth. I'm a good soldier. I'm Weebe.
It's like mommy.
Weebe.
I'm fucking going from The Wire. Baltimore's in the news. Oh, so
my intro was talked over and I'm going to use that anger to fuel the rest of this podcast.
Do it.
Mike Lawrence, how you doing, Mike?
I'm good.
Yeah?
Good.
The Mike Lawrence.
Yeah.
Also known as the joke writing machine.
The joke machine.
Mark Norman and I dubbed him the machine when we worked with him.
And then we have, first time on the show, Amy Hawthorne.
Amy!
Hello. Comedy groupie.
Is a comedy...
Is there a Twitter handle?
Oh,
your phone.
Phone. Thank you, Scopo. Oh, I like when you...
Wow.
How does it turn me on when you actually get producery?
You chub up. I get it. Scopo's thick.
Scopo is thick. And Scopo's actually working with me. You're coming with me to Boston.
I am?
Yep. You and... what's his name?
Stavros.
Stavros. Comic from Baltimore. I need to see your face. is coming with me to Boston. So it's going to be a good show.
Where are you performing in Boston?
Laugh.
Oh, I heard that Laugh one's Boston. Beautiful.
Yeah, I've heard it's amazing.
I love Giggles on Route 1. I love the Colloons. I love the Wilbur. Fucking was my home for a long time. And then Laugh Boston came in and made me an offer. So it was hard for me to do it, Michael. It was hard for me to walk away.
The breathing's so accurate.
So that's actually my real breathing. That's the my deviant attempt at my fucking.
That impression first amazes me and then makes me worry.
I saw that movie for the first time like 5 years ago.
Yeah, me too.
And when he falls in the field with the oranges at the end, I just went. And my Italian friend got so mad at me.
Yeah, they can't. That's their.
But it's
like,
so goofy.
Moment, new moment, the moment. Yeah. Hey, I have a question about the Boston Comedy Scene.
Talk to the microphone.
Oh, sorry. So,
hey guys.
No.
Andrew Schultz just found out he could talk into the microphone.
No, I did Comedy Connection, and I was asking what's the big club in Boston, and apparently there's not like a they don't have like a besides the Wilbur. They don't have another...
Well, what happened was the Wilbur used to be the Comedy Connection in Faneuil Hall, which is my favorite club in the country.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Because it was right in Faneuil Hall. It was always sold the fuck out Friday, Saturday.
Yeah.
And it was just... You know, it's Faneuil Hall. I mean, you can't get more historic than that. You're blocks away from fucking the North End. You're right near the Garden. I mean,
where the Celtics play?
No, you're right near the Garden, but you're right. It's just centrally located. And right. Faneuil Hall is just awesome for food and all the fucking crazy shit that goes on. And it was a club. It was a 400-seater, so it was amazing to actually play there. It was one of my favorite clubs in the world. But hang on one second. Stop the train. Get over here. Can you grab that chair? Swing that mic. Just give him that microphone. Give him that microphone. Just give him that mic right there. That's your mic. Right there. No, keep it on the thing. Gnome, the owner of all. I guess he would actually be the Wizard of Oz.
If he was a professional wrestler, his name would be the Landlord.
The Landlord. The Landlord.
It's the Landlord!
He's the owner of the Comedy Cellar, the Olive Tree Cafe, the fucking Village Underground, the Black Lab Pussycat, and so on and so forth.
His finishing move's the eviction. Pretty good.
His manager is acidic.
Yeah! Actually, he throws hummus in your eyes.
It's keeping the deposit.
The acidic.
He's got to keep the deposit! He's got to keep the deposit!
He just gentrified the Rock.
Gnome, you walk in here and you look like you have something to say.
I got nothing to say. I thought you had something to say to me.
Oh, well,
you,
no.
But I want you to say it to me in this beautiful studio that you use.
I heard there was beef.
The Landlord.
I want you to say it.
The Landlord is about to do the eviction.
In this beautiful studio that you use free of charge with the microphones that I bought. And
these are my microphones.
Well,
I bought all the microphones.
No.
Everything is mine except for
with
this.
The money you saved on the studio.
The mixer.
You know what the most pro wrestling thing was?
That's it. That's the only thing you got.
This is the most pro wrestling thing you were like, in Nathaniel Hall, which was the best comedy club in the country. Then the music hit and he came in. Let me tell you something about the best comedy club in the country. You summoned him with praising another place. Mike Lawrence is back, everybody. Lawrence is back.
Yeah, he just sat up like the Undertaker.
Talk through my fucking intro, will you?
I really just came up here to publicly apologize to you, Robert.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Stop. This has never happened.
No, this sounded different
this
than
never
downstairs.
This
no?
never happened publicly or personally.
I didn't realize how fragile you were.
Yes, I am very fragile.
And
I am fragile. That's my name, Fragile. That's my wrestling name, Fragile. I'm tough, but if you talk about my childhood, I cry. You get me to cry.
He's got little certain little spots, and if you just touch them lightly, he crumbles.
Yeah, he crumbles.
And one of them is his special that he did at the Underground.
Yeah,
and
your club.
And I didn't put the. He made a long promotional video for it. I didn't mean to say long that way. He made a long promotional video for
it. Said it twice.
And I promised.
We shortened it.
I promised it was still too long. And I promised I would put it on our homepage.
Yes.
And I didn't get to it.
Yeah.
And then to make matters worse, it didn't even occur to me that Keith Robinson is actually in that spot right now, plugging his video.
Wow.
Which he did not do at the Village Underground.
No.
Screwball Theater, right around the corner.
Did not do it. I don't even know if they were invited to a show. Didn't even care. I walked away from the deal. I was in a deal. And I said to my manager, I go, I want to walk away. I know I don't have any grounds to do this. I would like to walk away from this, and I'd rather not do it than not do it at the Comedy Cellar in some form or fashion. Mm-hmm. I'd rather not have a special than not do it at my home club.
Wow.
My home club. I said that to, and they said, all right, we'll do it. And I said, okay. And then I talked to Noam and everything, blah, blah. And here we are. Look at the shirt. Show him the shirt. Turn around. Show him the shirt.
Yeah.
Look at the shirt. Robert Kelly, live from the Village Underground. Your club on a shirt that I promote everywhere. I tell everybody the best.
When is someone
going to
tell them that from and at are two different words?
Yeah, I think we're starting to also see why Bobby doesn't get a lot of apologies.
Bobby again. You see how you are? You turn on me again. Fuck you, Dan. We're finished. We're done.
That's actually the funniest thing I've ever heard Dan Soder say. No, I didn't mean it that way.
Oh, you son of a bitch!
No, because that was so deep and such an insight into human nature, and he didn't have to.
We got it.
That was devastating,
man. His explanation was longer than Bobby's video just now.
No.
No.
He didn't say it a fourth time, but technically that counts as a fourth insult.
All right, so I'm sorry, Robert, and I am going to take care of it.
Not only did he, here's the thing, not only did I make the video and he makes me, if you get me something, I'll put it up. I got him the thing, never put it up. At the special when it released, didn't put it up, wasn't on the thing. We actually sent people to the Comedy Cellar website. It was never there. So I just assumed that it would be there. Never there.
I should have done it over the weekend, but you know, the other day when Dawn and your son came over and I was trying to make them food and make them dinner and stuff like that, I didn't get to it.
What are we? We're not in the projects. They don't need you. What the fuck is that? Like my wife.
I don't know.
They were over our house. They were starving.
I was spending. I spent the afternoon with his wife and son.
Yeah.
I know, so I didn't do it. I was supposed to. I'm sorry.
Wait a minute. Stop. What do you mean? You make it sound like
you're an absentee father.
Your wife is an absentee father.
Okay.
You're gone so much, so I have to have a male role model for your son.
You are on the road a lot.
The keyword was male role model. What, that's too far?
I don't
really
know. I don't care.
You
better
be on my side, you
cop. But now your baby knows all the lyrics to Cats in the Cradle, so there's...
Yeah, Noam was busy playing Harry Chapin for your son.
That was fucking great. Yeah.
All right, so can I go now?
Yeah, and you're going to make the ad, right?
I'm going to make the ad.
All right, going to the page.
Yeah.
And what are you going to do with Keith Robinson's ad?
I'm going to take it down.
Boom, goodbye. I called that jack up. I was like, you motherfucker. He's laughing his ass off. I go, I want you off. He goes, Bob, what the fuck, man? We're friends. I go, this is a dog-eat-dog business, Robinson. I go, you're gone.
You know, that website gets a lot of hits.
Yeah.
Thousands.
I know. And it would
thousands
helped
a day.
Me, it would have helped me out when it aired. On Comedy Central.
It was on when it aired.
And
no, it was on when it aired.
When it was a release date?
Yeah.
When they could buy it?
Yeah, yeah. No, no, not from the release date. We could buy
That's
it.
That's what I meant. When you could actually purchase it.
But you can purchase it now, can't you?
Well, yeah. All right, buddy. Thank you. You're the best.
Okay.
You are the best. You're one of the... I say this to everybody. I seriously say this to everybody. One of the most generous people on the planet Earth.
Just not reliable.
Not reliable and sociably kind of retarded. But listen... Nicest guy in the world. Oh, don't get nervous. Noam, everybody. Noam, the landlord, a.k.a. the landlord.
Hey.
Yeah. Hey. Okay, here's the deal. We cannot announce nothing.
I had a feeling.
Here's the deal. Good call, but good stuff.
Well, congratulations.
Congratulations to you.
On a shadowy announcement. Yes.
Shadowy announcement.
Wait. You're playing Pete Davidson's dad in his movie?
Yes, that's it.
Would you like a shirt? Oh, you guys have Comedy Cellar has shirts now too, with the new logo.
I haven't seen all
the outfits. Oof! You know the actual Comedy Cellar sign out front.
Yeah.
With the lights,
yeah.
They have a shirt with that on it.
But what about the one
I
with
like
the guy
one with
in
the
audience?
Guy.
Both of them.
Yeah.
Both of them.
You got both?
Let's see these. Yeah. I want a couple shirts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm actually. I don't even know. I just made that up. Am I fucking you right now?
No, I just haven't seen them yet.
No, I think if Liz is back.
Yeah, I was just hanging out with her downstairs.
Anyways, okay, here we go. Go to ComedyCellar.com and check out my link for my page. So let's go. Mike Lawrence, I have a special gift for you today.
I appreciate that.
So we will talk about that. I might give it to you at the break.
Okay.
If we take one. Depends on the flow. The flow's been going good so far.
Oh, good.
So let's keep going. Go ahead.
I did that already.
Chris Scopo. What?
Yeah, I introduced
everybody. Got
you did everybody?
Everybody.
Yeah, we got to. Yep.
Okay. Well, I go back to our special guest here. I didn't hear it. We were talked over by Noam. Do it again.
Oh, we got Amy Hawthorne, a.k.a. Comedy Groupie.
What's your last name?
Hawthorne.
Hawthorne.
Yes.
Or Hawthorne. What is it? Which is it?
Hawthorne.
Hawthorne?
Hawthorne.
Hawthorne. Yeah.
Which is mangled by everybody all of the time.
And you have a comedy blog. What's it called?
ComedyGroupie.com.
ComedyGroupie.com. That's cool. And welcome to the show for the
Thanks.
First time.
It's
awesome.
Great to be here.
I like your personality already. All right. So here's the deal. Andrew, I really wish we could have announced it because that was like what I was really wanted to talk about. I was very proud of you. I'm very happy for you.
Thank you.
So there's also another one of our friends that we can be happy for.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure I know what it is.
Well, yeah, good stuff.
Which is awesome.
Good stuff happens to okay people.
I'll take it.
You know, it's
okay.
Weird. It's kind of when someone says to me, like, I get that, dude, I'm happy for you, dude.
Wait, you got new faces?
Again. Faces for the second time.
Somewhere Lewis is steaming right now.
That'd make me so happy if everybody he knows gets new faces except for him.
Yeah.
He just goes up there and takes everybody out with an Uzi.
Who is Lewis's arch nemesis in comedy?
That's a good
the industry.
Everyone?
Apparently yours is a microphone.
My bad.
You uncross
sorry.
Your legs, you fucking lazy
I'm
model.
I'm trying to be comfortable. I don't like this microphone. You gotta have too good posture for this show, man. I need to lean back a little bit.
The lazy.
There we go. Just come on.
Guys, I got big news we can't announce.
You can take the mic out if you want.
That was as good.
You get a real nice cock block.
You like that right there? All right, that's good.
Goddamn, fucking Andrew is such a tall, good-looking motherfucker.
Lazy mom.
Stop it. You stop it. Oh, God.
Why don't you shave every day?
You know what? This is the only place I grow hair. It's kind of embarrassing.
You permanently grow conquistador face?
Yeah.
You're a swashbuckler? That's all you have?
Exactly. It's horrible, but this is the only place. But it's embarrassing because people actually think I try to grow it like this, and I would never try. I would love to grow a
You're not like a 13-year-old
beard.
Puerto Rican kid.
I look like a Puerto Rican girl. That's how I grow hair. It's like a fucking female Latina. Yeah. And it's embarrassing, but it's the only place I grow it, so it's dude, fucking horrible.
Yeah, if you left out, you told someone else to shave every day. What the fuck?
No, you can grow the full beard.
Yeah, you got a fucking beard.
They just did a whole study on beards, too, that they're finding fecal matter in beards.
That's my wife texted me this morning.
Did she really?
Yeah.
But I always think, whenever we hang out, I always think about how good it would feel to have your face smooth after having all that.
Hang on one second.
Yeah. What happened?
Noam, the landlord.
Yeah.
Can you introduce
It's the landlord! He's back again! And that son of a bitch!
I gotta go though. I have somebody waiting for me downstairs. Go ahead.
So apparently, what is this? Eyelash?
Like you don't know.
I don't know. I'm not a cross dresser. It's eyelash stuff, right?
Eyelash adhesive.
Oh, yeah. To put on eyelash.
One of your trannies must have left it in the bathroom.
That was just there?
Yeah, just there. In my bathroom.
I love that he's blaming me.
Well, my wife's going to come over here, and she's going to assume I'm using it.
Yeah, and she's going to find tranny stuff, and she's just going to laugh and go, go ahead, I don't give a shit. Just like my wife would do. Our wives don't care if we bang trannies.
Wait, what?
Hold on.
That's a super liberal relationship.
Wait a minute.
Your wife doesn't care if you bang trannies?
I'm saying our wives.
Because I heard. Did you tell this? I heard the story that you told on Nick DiPaolo's podcast recently.
Yeah.
It was kind of a homosexual story.
What was that?
You said it on a podcast about giving a guy a blowjob.
When?
Oh, for a steak? When he was 12?
Yeah.
That's old news. That's old news.
Whoa.
2.5 years ago, Norm.
Old Bobby. Yeah, it's his thing. When he was 12, he sucked a dick for a steak.
How old were you?
I mean, that's just...
Yeah. Well, younger than 12? You know that's molestation. You were molested.
No, he was the same age.
Even 12 is molestation.
It's still molestation.
How did he have steak?
Who wants steak that bad at 9? What the... Who cares?
I swear, I think your radio show really just should be a nuke panel every week discussing that same story.
That's a good idea. Was I molested with Robert Kelly?
You never have a better show than that. Yeah. This is the best story ever.
No, Joe Mattery says, I'm fixing Joe. Really? What's you have a house in New Rochelle, cocksucker. Fixing Bob. Guy for a steak. What'd you do?
Is there a relationship between that and the tranny thing?
What do you mean? No. I was joking, and it did. But apparently, it flopped because you made it literal.
Wait,
but I'm saying that
like
if your wife,
or not?
If your wife found eyeshadow,
he ignores it when he doesn't want to answer. Go ahead.
Answer it. I stop. I don't like this.
Do you like transsexuals? Do you like transsexuals?
Wait,
just
answer the question.
We want the answer.
You don't want the
answer. I'm talking into the microphone.
I'll fucking
tranny.
I think.
I'll fuck a right in the ass, and I'll get fucked. I'll fuck them all.
I think. No. My wife
sounds sincere.
I'll do it for free. I don't even need meat anymore.
I would think Nomi would have enough money to fuck the tranny who would already have the eyelashes on. Like, that's a cheap tranny that would have to apply them when they're there.
It sucks when you have to explain like, the joke her up right at the end.
Shut up.
You know, with the eye when you have to put it.
Hold on. So you've done this and you're into it?
As a comic, though, instinctually, you felt the joke not getting the laugh you thought it would at the time you did, so you just kept going with the explanation, thinking that somehow we go, ha, 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 ha.
Does nobody really want to know? Is this something that's known? Maybe I'm just out in the cold here.
Yeah, we've known about this.
Oh, so you know this. I'm fascinated by it. So what do you think of the whole Bruce Jenner thing? Like, what do you think about
it? Now that we know you're an expert.
Yeah, no. No, for real, I want to know about this.
Hang on one second. I need to get back. I need...
No! Let me ask one question. One question. Please, let me ask you one question. Okay, so...
We will get
back.
He's
got to clarify about the wife thing before we get too far.
Talk about getting fucked in your ass!
Are you going to tell the person that's waiting for you all of this when...
It's a newspaper interview. I got to go.
Oh, listen, here's the deal. I don't like when you do this. Is you say that's you look at other people whether you know them or not, and you go, that's the way Robert is. You just make shit up. You make these grand statements about who I am as a person.
What did I make up?
You went, Robert does that. That's his thing. That's not my thing.
You heard me say that?
I'll rewind.
Can we go to the tape? I don't think I said that.
Yeah, we'll do it next week. I don't have the technology for this. All right, I'll see you later, landlord.
Listen. That's going to be great in the New York Times where it's like, owner, Noam Forman came downstairs and said he was just talking about friends Robert Kelly's love of transsexuals.
We had the tranny show there last week.
Oh, yeah.
Three transsexuals in three different age brackets and actually three different stages of their lives. And it was actually real interesting, man. It was, you know, Bailey's kind of where she's at, but she lives in Poughkeepsie, married to a fucking regular dude, and, you know, has a regular life and, you know, in a small little town upstate. You have hang on one second.
All right.
Jay McBride, who's a stand-up comic, a little older than Bailey, a little past, you know, doing porn or whatever. I mean, she's just a fucking hilarious stand-up comedian. Who is fuck? I'm not just saying that either.
She's actually funny, yeah.
Fucking hilarious. She was great on the show. And then you have Sue, who I want to talk about. Deep, who's actually friends with now, who is this cute 20-something-year-old girl who just started transitioning in the last 5 years or so, right?
I feel like you're trying to pin me in a corner here, but okay, yeah, go ahead.
And she just got breasts and all that stuff, and, you know, it was a really great show. So I guess one of them was putting on some shit during the some eyelashes.
Yeah, I guess
so. You went to the movies with her, right?
Yeah, I saw Ultron with her yesterday.
Yeah, how was it?
It was amazing.
Really?
I thought it was better than the original Avengers.
Whoa.
I don't know if you've just awakened.
Before we get into this, yes, can I? Before yes. Mike,
Demon,
before,
look at him.
Mike, before we get into this, let me ask this question.
Hang on.
Yes. Okay, so because I watched I watched the Bruce Jenner interview and he was talking about I guess gender identity and he said this was the only thing that confused me. He said I am a woman.
Yeah.
I'm into women, but I'm not a lesbian.
Yeah.
So. Can you explain, how does that work in terms of...
My friend being married to the Bailey J?
No, how does Bailey, like, does Bailey, Bailey sees herself as a female, right?
Bailey is a female.
Is a female,
she
sorry.
She is more woman than she is man, but she has man parts.
Right, but her conscience is female.
Parts, yes.
Her conscience is female, right? And she's if she female. Likes guys, she would consider herself straight, right? Yes. Right?
She likes both.
Or bisexual, but how is Bruce Jenner... telling us that he's a woman and we want to treat him as a woman and we accept him as a woman, but if he's into women, how can he call himself heterosexual? That's what confused me. Am I not understanding?
Well, I think it is confusing. I don't think you're wrong in being confused. I think you should be confused. I think he's confused. It's a confusing
time or whatever.
It's a confusing thing to go through, and it's confusing for us to understand it. But I think the main part that you need to understand is that when somebody says... I feel this way. I believe that I'm a woman.
Mm-hmm.
You have to respect it.
I absolutely respect it. The only confusing part is after I respect it and you say that you're into women and you're not a lesbian, then I get confused because I'm like, well, why can't... It makes me almost feel like he's a little bit homophobic.
I think he might be holding back, too. I mean, for him to go out and say, I like men or I've been with a man... That might have been a little too much.
Right?
I don't know. I'm not saying he... I'm saying there might be It might be a plan or some type of, hey, don't say this, don't say that.
Yeah.
I think this was well thought out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, everything was well thought out on this. Because, look, if he went on and was like, yeah, I love dudes, too, or I slept with a... People might be like,
oh, you're just gay, blah, blah, blah.
I don't exactly. Know. I don't
he probably
know.
Had final say on the interview, and every part of it was controlled. And, you know, and I mean, the thing is, yeah, the only right answer is that's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, because we're, you know, it, to me, none of it, it's like whatever makes that person happy. Okay. Yeah. I mean, the toughest thing is,
is it really that? Like, can I just go, well, I'm an alligator?
Yeah,
like that's not like that's well, not reality. Like,
well, what do we have to do?
Yeah,
to
but what does you
like
being
an alligator
affect me? Like,
it doesn't affect you, but at the same time, you can look at me and be like, "Well, you're not an alligator because there's rules to being an alligator."
What's the rules?
You gotta live in a swamp.
What else you gotta
eat when they throw the chicken in the swamp. You gotta roll around and just gobble it up.
What happens if a big alligator comes in there? It's a goddamn gator fight. Clapping and a snapping
and rolling around. You don't identify as a gator. I know gators. You ain't got no gator in you.
Man.
I know gators.
We awoke the creeping giant. That was awesome.
My God, that's hilarious.
I literally quit everything to do this with you every day.
Does that make sense? You know what I mean?
But you're trying to, like, I think your point is, like, you're saying, like, oh, I identify with a different species. So now.
No,
like,
my point is identifying with something is one thing, but, like, I don't think there's anything wrong with being a lesbian. So if you're a woman and you like other women, why is it so important for you to still identify as heterosexual? It's fine. No matter what you are, it's fine.
Because he has a penis. I think he's keeping his penis, and he likes to use his penis. He likes to fuck with his penis.
So sexuality is physical parts.
Which makes him heterosexual.
So sexuality is physical parts. Well, gender is emotion. See, that's where it's... some people...
I mean, I've really learned that whatever you say about this subject, the people that are experts are going to be like, no, but it's this. And the best way is just be like, okay.
Yeah.
You really do have to
I thought SNL did a great job on Weekend Update. They were just like, they were going to make a joke about the interview, and then they're like, and then Colin looked at Che on Weekend Update. He goes, you want to take this one? And Che goes, nope. And it went back to Colin. He's like, I guess it's okay. And then they just went forward. And it was like, that was the best part. Because you're like, yeah,
whatever
Mike's right.
It's okay.
Yeah, you just have to.
It doesn't matter to me, but it just seems peculiar that you would fight so hard.
Imagine
I sit super feminine. Like, I cross my legs the whole thing. I don't give a fuck.
Imagine how well Latinos would be respected if they blogged every day. You know what I mean? Like, it's like they fucking have the monopoly on blogging. You can't win with it. I'm sure if I was famous enough.
What does that mean? Who has the monopoly on blogging?
I'm just saying that, like.
Who's they?
I just didn't like
be careful. Within the,
I know I'm fucking myself now, right? Now.
I'm racing anything else for you ever again.
Yeah. No, but what I'm just saying is that, like, within that community, it seems any attempt to, you know, whatever Bruce Jenner says or jokes about Bruce Jenner or even, you know, Amy's interview with Bailey J, it all gets.
Yeah, because
looked at and dissected in a way that I've never seen anything else dissected to that degree.
Because you would never hear about it. Now we hear hears about it instantly. Back in the day, it wasn't that way because it was, they did it in their head. Yeah.
But isn't this a little unfair? Like, here's somebody who has been confused their whole life, right?
Yes.
And is being shit on for being confused about their identity, right? Now we're confused about their identity, and they're shitting on us for the same confusion that they've dealt with their whole life. It's like, give me a second to understand. I think it's hypocritical in a little way.
They judoed us. They threw us over their hip.
It took you 60 years to figure it out. You're expecting me to understand it in one day when I have some questions.
It's a lot longer than 60 years, by the way.
But you know what I mean? Like, if I have questions, don't immediately jump down my throat and call me ignorant. Help me understand.
Here's the most important thing.
Yeah. I feel bad for you.
My bad, Amy. My bad. I'm sorry if I interrupted.
I was going to say,
that's enough. Go ahead. I'm kidding.
Women's finished talking. So I went to a women's college, and I dealt with a lot of that with, like, lesbian issues and also just you know, women's issues. And yeah. it was an interesting thing as I got older to see, you kind of learn, like, make the world you want to live in. So that's where you get this adamant attitude of, like, no, fucking stop, you know, catcalling me. You should stop saying this. Give me my money, all that kind of stuff. And then you don't realize until you get to be, like, about 30 that you're like, oh, wait, if we have a conversation, I can help everyone understand.
Yeah, let's just do
that.
Just
because you aren't where I want you to be doesn't mean you're a bad person. But that's how people feel, is if I give you an inch, you're going to take everything.
That's a great explanation.
That was well-blogged. Yeah. I mean, talked. Yeah.
No, but that is a great explanation. It's great, because yeah. it's like, because we don't understand where we are now, yeah. it's like we're lost, and you're like, but get there. And you're like, I don't have any directions
yeah,
to get
yeah,
there.
Exactly. Nobody that, understands
I'm
giving
not judging
directions
in any way. I
yeah,
really
exactly.
want to know, and I'm fascinated.
Like,
I
think,
it's
not that you're genuinely like a good dude.
I
want to
understand it. And it means nothing for me for you to do this with your life and me you to not make this choice, but that is who you are and your gender, and I respect that entirely.
We are getting more open. We're forced to be more open now than we were back in the day,
yeah.
because things are more public than they ever was. So mm-hmm. people are being forced into the open with their sexuality, who they really are, because you will be found out anyways. And if right. we find out without you telling us, we fucking lash out. Yeah.
That why is there resentment? That's sorry to cut you, Mike, but that's a weird thing to
lied to. The public feels like what the fuck, you know, like yeah. Mr. Brady when we found out he was gay because we felt like they're trying to get something over on us. Mm-hmm. Here's the Wheaties man. Here's the Olympic guy. Here's the guy in the Kardashian man's fucking man. Wait a minute,
I bought Wheaties because of you, motherfucker. Like that's a weird yeah. thing to be upset
Paul
about.
Paul Lindwood straight on a sitcom where he. Had kids and he was like, all right, let's take you to the park. I mean, that was a real thing. Liberace.
Yeah, I was just going to say Liberace. Yeah. Yeah. For years, they were like, oh, yeah, my daughter should marry him.
I mean,
yeah.
Rock Hudson going yeah. way back. That was
it was
huge
funny.
Example.
It was like, you could be yeah. yourself, just don't say what you are. Yeah. But what I was saying was like, I think it's important to accept first and then understand. For example, accepting that Avengers 2 is not as good as Avengers and then letting me teach you to understand why.
I would agree with you on the Avengers point and actually the greater point about accepting and then understanding.
Yeah, I think, yeah. I mean, I have no problem. You know, when I became, here's the thing, I became friends with Bailey. Yeah. I saw Bailey on the internet on like a YouTube video, not even a porn.
Sure.
And, like, I swear to God, I tell you, I just told you I blew a dude for a steak. jerking off the tranny porn. Fucking wrong with you. You don't know me. but then I became, when they had them on my show, I became friends with her and her husband, and that, I mean, having them over my house, and I've been up to their house, and they're just my friends. That's it. And I forget, you know, I remember when she came to Max's birthday party, she was just sitting around with her. I forgot that she was just Bailey. She's my friend's wife.
Yeah.
That's it. And she was around all my neighbors, and nobody fucking knew. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And nobody, I mean, would really give a fuck. The more you're exposed to something, the less you give a fuck about
it. Well, the world changes, too, you know? It's like people always say, like, back in the day, you know, the greatest generation, we stayed married. People were fucking miserable, killing themselves, you know, abusive marriages.
They hit women a lot.
Yeah, and then they had the women finally had the confidence to fucking leave.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Well, it had to do with religion, too.
Yeah. Catholics didn't get divorced.
Yeah, Catholics, you can't get divorced.
But you're talking about being exposed to something and being more comfortable with it. Yeah. A lot of people don't know in Colorado, there's a city called Trinidad, which performed in the world the most transgender surgeries, like up till I think about 10 years ago. And it still is. It's a major destination for people to get gender reassignment surgery.
A lot of trannies live there?
Yeah, they live there.
How much does it cost to fly there?
Yeah. Also known as your El Dorado, your city of gold.
Norton's second home.
Yeah, it's got a home in Trinidad.
It's just a statue of Norton in the center of town.
We call him the Liberator.
Fat Norton and skinny Norton.
Yeah. But that was like a thing where in Colorado you kind of knew like if people went to Trinidad they were going to get gender reassignment.
Right.
But it was called like, you know, now the terms are softer, but then it was like, oh yeah, guy's a tranny, he's going to go to Trinidad and become a woman, and you're
don't
just
say
like
tranny.
Exactly. But I'm saying that's why I'm saying the language
is
softened.
Yeah, I'm
he
saying
he can do it.
Yeah.
No,
I can't do it.
You earned
it. It's trans.
You earned
trans,
it.
Trans woman.
You have your trans woman card.
Well, tranny now is offensive.
Yeah.
Because it's the N word for, you know, trans women, because, you know, I think, like Bailey said, or actually Jay McBride said, oh, it's cool, but then you come up, are you really a tranny? Some guy after a show, it sounds rude.
And by the way, I wasn't calling him that. I was saying that was the term.
You were.
No, I wasn't. I was saying
you
back in the term.
And you went, oh,
someone's going to get a blog.
I remember Comedy Central, I couldn't say that. And then I had a joke where I said I was given a nickname and it rhymes with Agate and Etard. And they're like, you can't say Etard. But Agate was fine. It's
Wait
literally.
A minute. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
You couldn't say tranny on Comedy Central?
No.
That's surprising.
It's fucking dumb. I mean, come on.
No.
Nah,
I mean,
you can't
listen,
say it,
man. You should be if you're willing to say it and take the heat. Fuck you. You should be able to say it.
Yeah, Comedy Central's not willing to take the heat.
And no one is. I mean, we are losing that right to say what we want
on TV.
And
everywhere.
It was this weird. It was like this
not
one.
Everywhere. Yeah, FX is fearless.
FX is. But I'm saying. Yeah.
I think I said Ladyboy, and they're like, we're fine with that. Which is. But tranny.
Ladyboy is not. Ladyboy is.
Yeah,
not.
You sound like a fucking. Like an alcoholic GI from Vietnam. Yeah. It's like, I was with a bunch of ladyboys in Saigon. Fucking. I think that's worse. That's meaner. Calling
but
them ladyboys?
It is often literally whoever is willing to blog and complain. I mean, Jehovah's Witnesses have gotten more separation of church and state laws and all of that than any fucking one else because they fight for it.
Yeah.
You don't have to say the Pledge of Allegiance because of those guys.
Yeah, and I love the fucking Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag. To the Pledge of Allegiance.
But they don't want to claim allegiance to a god, which I understand.
Oh. It just. That's, you know, I mean, who knows where this all gets us?
Right, we all just started going into.
You're a
pledge allegiance to the flag,
you're a blogger.
The United States of America.
To the republic,
for which it stands,
one nation
under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
It's under God. It's not even to a guy. It's under God.
Yeah, but you're acknowledging a God.
I want to ask you a question,
and not everyone believes in that.
You guys fucking done
too much.
You're a blogger.
Yeah,
you're technically. Part of the problem. I mean, really? I mean, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about people. Now, did you go to school for journalism?
Nope.
Do you have any other jobs besides your blog?
Yep.
You do?
Yeah. I do marketing. I've done all kinds of, technical writing. I have done journalism before, but I did comedy stuff.
Okay. But. So then you say, but here you are. Mm-hmm. You could go and you could take this fucking whole show out if you wanted to.
I could. This is actually.
Hang on 1 second. I want to make sure you got enough water.
Oh, yeah.
Did you want a coffee or something?
Ironically cut off from the transgender discussion.
It's funny, too, because Lewis is always like, we got a blogger here. Why won't she get angry at us on Skanks? And I'm like, because I'm not that kind of blogger. Right. So. Though I actually had this great thing on April 1st, April Fool's Day, I put up like a fake one of those where I said, these are the 5 most offensive comedians working today. You should boycott them.
Right.
But I picked the nicest, sweetest, if you know anything about
Ryan
comedy.
Ryan Hamilton.
I didn't
Joe
that.
Mackey.
Pete Lee was
Pete
number
Lee.
One
really?
On the
Pete
list.
Lee.
Pete Lee. And then I picked a guy from L.A., Fahim Anwar, who's also, super nice.
Yeah.
Everyone knows I love him.
Yeah.
I had so many angry comments and like emails and like, what's wrong with you? Why do you hate comedy? You're part of the problem. How can you call yourself that? I was like, holy cow. I thought I went overboard. This was a joke. And everyone goes, no, people write worse than this every day.
Every day.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's no, it's like a text message. You can't pick up the tone.
No.
I'd rather just call somebody and say, hey, what's up? It's like, fuck you or fuck you.
Yeah.
You don't know what it is.
I'm telling
you, read that blog. So it's almost like I wish they did blogs in audio record. I know it's like a podcast. If we could hear you fucking snickering and joking and being sarcastic.
Well, that's actually like 6 months ago. I read this. I forgot on what website. I think it was The Guardian. I read a thing about. Behavioral scientists are saying that younger generations, because they're always on their phone and on computers, they're losing the ability to identify sarcasm and facial movements indicating sarcasm. Therefore, and this just happened to me at a college last week, which I don't do colleges. This girl didn't get sarcasm, and midway through the show, during my opener, was like yelling out. Like, I'm offended. That's not right. I'm offended. And it became a
was
whole
she
thing.
Russian?
No. Yeah.
Get it? Because you're Russian.
Yeah, I didn't even do that.
What go down there?
But it was a problem because she didn't. It took another student being like, oh, she was being sarcastic. And that girl's like, oh, okay. And you're like, yeah, you didn't fucking get it. They don't get it. That's what I'm saying. We're fucking.
They're
losing social skills.
What do you
too.
Think about the Jeremy Renner and the whole slut shaming thing going on with what he said? Sorry.
Into the
oh, my bad.
Do you know what I mean? Like, he called whatever her name
is. I mean, I'm more upset that he tried to say that Hawkeye was a weak character on Jimmy Fallon, if you want me to be honest.
He was a weak character.
No, he's not.
In the movie? He has a bow and arrow. Why isn't Iron Man's
the team?
Thing? There are better weapons that exist.
That speech he gives to Wanda is the best part of the movie.
Oh, stop.
You are an Avenger if you walk out this door. Listen, fucking unbelievable.
Listen, man, I have to agree with Hawkeye. Is actually, first of all, you got to give him way more credit because he's not a fucking genius.
Yeah,
scientist,
so he shouldn't be there.
But he's not a fucking. He's not an X-Men.
He's a family man.
Why won't someone make him a gun?
Regular
just
guy.
Give him a gun. He's immediately better.
They did it in the Ultimate Universe, and it doesn't work as well.
Yeah. He just can't shoot.
Someone
as well.
Was ahead of you.
It's a fucking bow and arrow. Of the
what about
future?
A machine that takes the bow and arrow out of his back for him? And
but
puts
you know
it
what's cool when he's in the barn, you just see all of the different targets and stuff that they don't even. And that's just how much he fucking cares about his job. That he's always trying to be the best. I love that.
I miss that whole thing
best,
with the targets.
The best moments I've had in comedy are when I know I'm the weakest person on a lineup and I have to try hard just to fit in.
You have a lot of great moments.
Yeah. This podcast is not one of them. But
boom! That's a counterpunch.
I'm at least the Thor on this, but no. But it's that thing of like... Trying to fit in is more interesting than the guy who fits in.
Okay, fair enough. You relate to that more. I guess I don't relate to it as much.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I don't.
He's like, because I've always been great.
No, I don't relate exactly. Matter of fact, I probably would relate to that more in comedy than I would in just the regular world. Sometimes
but
I feel like an outsider in the comedy world.
But here's what's cool about Hawkeye, right? So many of the superheroes.
We went from trannies to Hawkeye without even blinking. I love it. Go ahead.
But so many of the heroes have these tragic accidents and these, you know, freak things that happen to them and they're forced into it or someone dies. Mm-hmm. This is a guy who didn't have that stuff and still chose, I'm going to be the best person I can because it's the right thing to do. Mm-hmm. He is the firefighter. He is the cop. He's the guy who puts himself on the line when he doesn't have to. And that's more heroic.
I'm going to protest everyone he kills in Age of Ultron, too.
They're all robots. It's fine.
Okay. Well, robot lives matter.
Wow. But you understand that that would really exist.
What?
There would be.
I'm joking.
Oh, yeah. There would be a group of people going, robots matter if we start fucking killing robots.
I think it's there's a huge difference between not systematically being racist towards black people.
But you see what I'm saying, right?
Robots.
I love the explanation for it, man. I think it's great. I just feel like after watching Captain America 1.
Yeah.
I realized
it's just
I didn't
Captain America.
Whatever, Captain America.
That's it.
It's actually Captain America: The First Avenger.
Who gives a fuck? I realized after that movie they
directed
tried to
by
like,
Joe Johnson, who also did The Rocketeer.
So basically, the whole time they're like, "Oh my god, he's so good at organizing," and I'm like, "I don't give a fuck." Like, and then the second Captain America came out, and all of a sudden he could jump and he could punch shit, and he was really good. And I was like, "Oh, you're a superhero now. That's what I care about."
He did that in the first one.
The first one, all he did was like he kind of ran a little bit faster than normal. He was really good at going. You go there.
He took it down
his
submarine.
Captain America.
Yeah, he barely had any powers in the fucking first one.
In the Avengers.
No, first up, Captain America.
Yeah, when he comes out of the fucking thing all jacked.
Yeah.
And he's all,
so that's his powers going.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool power. Goddamn cool power.
Flex.
Yeah. But his basic power is he's like a peak human. He's the fastest.
Wait, why did they make more Captain Americas?
Like they couldn't. They got killed. They killed the
scientists. Yeah.
So no one else could figure it out.
Tried to figure it out with Bruce Banner, and that's how he became the Hulk.
Yeah,
it fucked up. They couldn't figure it out. That's how with gamma rays. And it fucked up. And that's
the whole thing in this that like Strucker. Is
I don't know. I didn't
twins.
See number two yet.
Yeah, the good guys win.
Okay,
the good guys do win yet again.
Okay,
well there wouldn't be a three, but there is a cool ending.
Okay, done.
Yeah. And then the action.
Come on. It's been Tuesday. If
yeah,
you wanted
you
to see it, you
would have
seen
it by now. I don't like that. I don't like people.
It came
who
out
say,
on Friday.
You had
it came
4 days.
Out Thursday at 7.
Oh, I'm
four
sorry.
Days.
I'm sorry that there was the fucking Mayweather Pacquiao fight. There
I
was,
saw it.
Yeah. Well, I didn't have the.
Well, Iron Man didn't beat his wife. You could have seen it.
How do we know?
He's putting his wife. He's probably putting his wife
married.
In way more danger than
he's
Floyd has put his. Iron Man is responsible for way more
not
human
married.
Death
oh,
than
stop,
Floyd Mayweather.
Stop! Stop! Stop!
I'll say it's pretty emotionally
he's
abusive
not a
towards
secretary.
Her.
She's Pepper is not a secretary.
Well, she started off as
she
one.
She is the fucking owner of the company.
Assistant. She was an assistant.
Well, okay, he did give that to her in Iron Man 3, which is a forgettable movie.
Yeah, so that would be woman shaming by just calling Pepper
Iron Man 3
secretary.
Sucks.
I think.
And I'm going to see it this Friday.
The Avengers, I'll say this. I went. Well, Keith Robinson calls me up. He says, hey, dummy, we're all going to the theater. And when these big movies comes out, he buys around 20 tickets, and we go to the late show. But dummy waited too long. We couldn't get the 12 or 11:30, so we had to get the 1:30 in the morning show.
Wow. So of a 2.5 hour long movie.
So we go. We all show up at 1:30, and then, you know, there's 20 of us. You know, Gary Gilman, Lenny Marcus, Truck, you know, Sherrod, and I mean, fucking everybody. Bunch
How
of
weird
guys.
Does it feel to not be home with your son because you're seeing a superhero movie?
It feels fantastic. so then I get there, and he sits me next to Lenny Marcus.
Love
Lenny. Love Lenny to have lunch with, to talk jokes with, not to watch a sci-fi fantasy movie because he doesn't believe in it. He doesn't want comic books. He doesn't like sci-fi. He doesn't like any. So
he's got a real face that says he likes sci-fi.
Doesn't like trailers. Every trailer. Oh God, another one. I'm like this Batman trailer comes on.
Oh!
He goes, oh boo.
What?
Next to me was a group of young.
We have
boys
so much in common.
That as soon as it came on, they raised their fist in the air like it's some Batman gang. Okay. And I was like, oh my God, shut the fuck. We're gonna get our ass beat because Lenny's trashing Batman. Yeah. He's trashing everything. And then the movie starts, and he's like, oh, really? Can they really do that? I'm like, oh, you got
it. That would have moved.
Keith Robbins is laughing his whole time. The whole fucking time you hear Keith just giggling because I'm sitting next to this pessimist. It was like The Odd Couple, me and this asshole.
Yeah.
But the movie itself I thought was great. Not as good as the first one.
No.
Not even close.
No.
Too much stuff.
Yeah.
Too much stuff.
What
too
was
many-
up with the Ninja Turtles house scene? Do you remember Ninja Turtles where they just went to the house to Raphael?
I call it the
recover?
Farm from Looper budget
what
saving.
What are you talking about?
Remember in the Ninja Turtle movie?
The first one
where they just go to April's house
and Raphael was all fucked
recovers.
Up.
I don't remember this.
I'm
talking about Avengers. How the fuck did we get on?
Because they have this house scene where they go to Hawkeye's house where he has his wife and kids, and then they chop wood in the summer. What the fuck do you need wood for in the middle of the summer?
One.
Everybody's in shorts and they're chopping wood for this fire they're going to build.
Nighttime is cold. It drops.
In August?
Yes, it was in August.
In fucking August? He's wearing an Under Armour t-shirt.
It was September 14th.
Dude, I love
it. How do you know it's September?
I don't know.
Dude,
it wasn't snowing
it.
Anywhere, and they went all over the world.
It's a movie about robots fighting superheroes, and Schultz is like, "Whoa, whoa, whoa! Wood chopping in September? That is ridiculous." Like, oh, what about the guy that turns into a big green monster?
I'm Lenny Marcus. I'm fucking Lenny Marcus.
Yeah, you gotta let go.
Me and Lenny need to watch.
This is what happened. They filmed everything else, and they were like, "Oh, we'll just go to Detroit in the city where Hawkeye lives." They're like, "Oh, we don't have the money for any more city shots."
Just need to go to the summer.
They ask a grip, like, you still got that farm out there? Yeah, you could shoot there. Like, Looper did that. Looper had this amazing future world in the first hour. It was unbelievable. They ran out of money, and the last half is in a fucking farm, and it's boring.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was actually kind of cool in the farm. With the cornfields
and
the secret door. Yeah, I thought it was actually kind of cool.
And Looper?
Yeah.
I just thought you ruined it
for me by telling me it was because of a budget.
Me too. I was sitting here unraveling, listening to
but
him.
But that like, world was so fucking cool. Jeff Daniels as like a time-traveling gangster and everything.
You know,
unbelievable.
With the Vision, when Vision, do you know about, all right, whatever.
I know he shows up.
Anyways, when that happened.
Who's Vision?
Did you see the movie?
Yeah.
The old dude.
Oh, the guy. I was wondering who he was.
Yeah, he comes in.
Oh, I thought that was Daredevil.
Well, he's a mix of Adam Warlock and Vision in the movie.
What do you mean?
Because Adam Warlock in the comic books has the soul gem, and that's what powers him, and he comes out of a cocoon, and the Vision does not.
All right, but Vision is just Jarvis, correct?
Not in the comic, no.
But he is in the movie.
Did you guys know Jarvis was Paul Bettany the whole time?
Yes.
Yeah.
That bothered the fuck out of me.
Since Iron Man 1.
Fucking Paul Bettany.
You don't like Paul Bettany?
You know, you didn't know that was his voice?
Like fucking Paul Bettany.
Who the fucking like him?
Complaints about this.
First they chop and wood, and then Paul fucking Bettany strolls in.
It ruined Jarvis. Fuck
who's
Jarvis.
Wait,
now,
who's
dude?
Paul Bettany, and why do you hate him so much?
Paul Bettany was the albino in the fucking, what's it called?
Da Vinci Code.
Da Vinci Code movie. And now he's fucking, what's his name?
He's a good actor.
What what's
talking
his name?
About?
Fuck Pulp. He doesn't have the body. His body is not ready for, what is it called? Warlock?
Vision.
What? Vision. Vision.
Warlock?
Adam no, I
Warlock.
Said that there are parts of his
first
character.
First of all, yeah. Nobody has the body. You get the suit, and that gives you the body. He the
they needed a better fucking suit because
he was jacked in Da Vinci Code.
In Da Vinci Code, was jacked. In this, he looked skin. He's like weird. He looked like
yeah, but he's
movie.
Cut. He's like cut though in the movie.
He needs more. He needs more.
I'll get back to you. I'll get back to you next episode.
It was a good performance. He's been voicing Jarvis since the first Iron Man.
I know, and it bothers me because I love Jarvis. And now that I found out that it's just auto-tuned fucking Paul Bettany, I'm pissed off. I don't like Paul Bettany. I'm sorry.
We get that.
All right.
Well, Jarvis in the
it's
comics.
Not a choice.
Is.
Dude,
it sounds
like this.
Your anger towards Paul Bettany sounds like he fucked you over early in life.
I don't want to talk about it, Soda.
Did you go to high school with Paul Bettany?
That's funny.
I don't like Paul Bettany now either. I fucking hate him. I don't like him. I just don't like Bettany. That's a shitty last
right?
name. Right.
You guys need to stop Paul Bettany shaming. The Avengers 2.
Bettany Lives Matter.
Yeah. You know what? I'm back on. I like Bettany. Yeah.
Bettany Work Matter.
You know how hard it was for him to transition into a Bettany? You know, he had all this scrutiny. Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Well, I got a little present. We're talking about all this stuff, and I got a little presents for some people in here.
Oh, boy.
I'm not going to give them out now. We're going to take a little quick break.
Okay.
We're going to do a little ads. And then we're going to come back, and we're going to... Don't show it. Ooh.
Yeah.
Don't show it.
Badass.
Yeah, we got some stuff. So I got this in, and I got more than one in here. That's just the front. And we're gonna, I got one for you, Mike. I got one for you, Dan. I got nada for you.
Thanks, bro.
And,
you got a signed picture of Paul Bettany.
I hope
guys, Paul Bettany's here.
He's calling in. It's Paul Bettany chopping wood. Andrew Schultz's two least favorite things. It's Paul Bettany chopping wood explaining why Bruce Jenner's not a lesbian. Like it's everything I don't understand.
If Paul Bettany was a fan, he was just listening in his office right now. Oh, he just called
just,
in.
Just sitting back in his desk chair like this. Uh-huh.
And he's got the gem in his forehead.
I guarantee, though, someday, his luck, he'll be on the couch promoting some TV show or movie. Bettany's on the show. And guess he'll be fucking leaning in between commercials, fucking yapping it up.
Oh, yeah.
Me and Bettany.
With, like, Conan, like, going over then. They'll be like, oh, yeah, huh, yeah.
If I ever do anything with Paul Bettany, I'm going to go, yeah, my friend Schultz hates you.
What if I straight-face him on the couch? Like, every time he makes a joke, I'm just looking like this. Man, I don't buy it. I'll buy a bet.
Just icing him out.
Mm-mm.
If you iced him out, I'd fucking love you.
Yeah.
You're the greatest thing
I'll
ever.
I'll do it for the six of us.
You
guys.
Get to blog about it.
Exactly.
I was there the day it happened.
I was there when this conceived.
Schultz
on her website, bettanygroupie.com.
All right, we'll be back in very shortly. If you're in the chat room live, hang in there. We're going to play some music, correct?
Yeah.
And we're going to do an ad when we come back. We'll be back in literally 5-10 minutes, okay? Hey. All right, we're back, everybody. Thank you for hanging in there. Baseball is here at last, and the excitement continues all season long at DraftKings.com, the official daily fantasy partner of Major League Baseball. Daily fantasy means no season-long commitments. Why wait until the end of the season to claim your victory when you can win huge cash every day? Just pick two pitchers, 8 position players, stay under the salary cap, and you could be on your way to enormous payday. Last year, Peter from Colorado, no last name, so you don't hunt him down and take his money, won $1 million at DraftKings in one day. Just playing fantasy baseball. Hundreds of thousands of fantasy sports fans have already cashed in at DraftKings.com. Now it's your turn. Hurry to DraftKings.com right now. Enter code Kelly to play for free. You could win part of the $300 million in prizes being awarded this season. Enter Kelly at DraftKings.com and play for free. DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com. All right, we're back, everybody. Now, I really, really want to... Sean Crystal, we had on the show, right?
Yeah. Sean's awesome.
Sean is the best. And he is a comic book artist. Beautiful. Here, take that phone so it doesn't fucking ruin the show. And he sent these. This is for... This Batman is for you.
Awesome.
That's for you.
Thank you.
And
that is so
can you
fucking,
hold it up to the camera?
Yeah, it is fucking awesome. Okay. I gotta get this
look
thing.
At that. Look at that.
Wow, that's a great shot.
Nice. Oh, he's fucking shredded.
And this one is for awesome. Mike Lawrence.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
look
cool.
At that.
Oh, this is badass.
How great is that? Can you, nice. You like that, Mike?
Yeah, it's awesome.
There you go.
Oh, dude, I'm going to get this framed.
Yes, I actually got this one for you, too, buddy. That's for you.
Ooh. Oh.
Do you know who that is?
Yes. That is Dark Phoenix.
Yeah, Dark Phoenix.
There you go.
That's yeah. formerly known as Jean Grey.
Yeah, well, can we put these with...
I will hang these up, yeah.
There you go. So, yeah, nice. Be careful with that. We'll try to give you something here. If you want to put it in that, Mike.
Oh,
great.
Awesome.
Thank you, buddy.
And you can have that. So thank you very much. He was talking about, he's actually might be listening right now.
Sean's
well,
the
thank you, buddy.
Best. Thanks,
yeah,
Sean.
Yeah.
Yeah, isn't he great? How beautiful is that?
It's awesome.
That's fantastic.
Love it. No, it's not the Fantastic. It's actually the Hulk. Get it?
I'm going to wait for Deepu to say that movie's great, too.
You went with Sue, who was one of the transgender women we had on the show, and you
lovely human being, lovely human being.
But no dating, no nothing.
No, I was actually very smitten with her when I met her
yeah.
that night. But you know, we talked, and you know, I don't think it was for me.
Okay. So you're not dating, but you're friends.
Yes, we're very good friends.
Now, when you went to the movies, did you find yourself, you know, rekindling a little bit,
like
sitting next to her and being like, oh my god, I kind of.
No, I just I actually did the opposite. I made sure that I didn't give off anything because I was kind of misleading when I met her. You know, I kind of led her on a little bit.
When you said, oh my god, I love you, you're gorgeous, I don't care what anybody thinks.
And when you looked at me and go, you owe me everything, dude. Yeah.
That's a very Bobby line.
Yeah, it is. Apparently you guys, you know what I'm getting sick of?
What are you getting sick of?
I'm very grateful before you drop that on me. Okay. I'm very grateful.
No, okay, good. I'm done then.
Oh, okay.
I really, this is like my little kids grow up and you go away and now, you know, damn, what are you doing?
I'm making sure that the pictures are perfect.
Okay.
I want them framed and I don't want them smudged at all. I'm a big fan of Sean Crystal.
He's great.
He's awesome. Him and I email each other.
I didn't know that. That's
he sent,
great.
Well, he sent out that email to us about...
Yeah, he wanted to have Avengers. A conversation about does Avengers. He,
and I didn't see it yet, so I was like, I can't read the emails.
Does he have a Twitter that I could just thank him on?
Yeah, at Sean Crystal.
At Sean Crystal.
Yeah.
You got it.
He's fantastic. What a great guy. He's on the show, and he'll be back on again. When he comes back on, I'll have you on with him.
That'd
he lives
be great,
in
yeah.
Hotlanta.
Hotlanta.
Love that city.
All right. We'll get some pics after the show, and we'll tweet at him.
So all right, let's go to the chat room real quick. Deepu chat?
Yeah, sure. We're kind of scraping the barrel here, but...
what does that mean?
Well, you know, the chat room, they're talking, but, you know, not a lot of meaty good stuff. You know, it's a lot of...
To you.
Yeah, to me.
That's why you have your chat and we have my chat.
Yep.
So let's go to your chat. What's your chat?
Underlined Incorporated says, so fucking glad Monster Voice is in the house.
Yeah!
Positivity. Thanks, bud.
Yeah. That's great. Love positivity.
Fuck Yo TV says, pretty sure it's illegal to celebrate Cinco de Mayo without at least a Puerto Rican.
Oh, that's I know true. What that means. Yeah. But this Cinco de Mayo isn't a Puerto Rican holiday.
Yeah.
It's a Mexican holiday for their win over the French in a battle.
Wow. Somebody fucking more shit.
Someone worked at Dos Caminos for 5 years and had to
give the name of the restaurant.
Fuck them, I'm out. I don't help. I don't have to go back in.
Oh, that made me so happy. Fucking 3 years, you're gonna pay for your job.
Oh, I'm like, hey, listen, do you guys have a lunch closer? Because I still do stand up at night. I'm still doing that thing.
Well, that's my thing. Like I always like, hey, if comedy fails, I'm gonna have to go back to McDonald's. I'm like, oh, I could also have just another shitty job.
Yeah,
I feel like I have to go back to the specific shitty job I left.
Yeah.
Oh, would you just take a shit?
Yeah, Matt, sorry.
You're not supposed to shit.
I know, but I had to.
There you go. There's a nice answer.
For what?
That's hilarious. He's like, you're not supposed to shit. You're like, well, I did because I had to. You're like, oh yeah, that works.
And he's got new great can eyebrows.
You fixed your. You took your eyelashes off.
Guys, can we talk about how great the squatty potty is?
What's the squatty potty?
What is this? Howard Stern?
Does he talk about Squatty Potty?
Yeah, it's his fucking. He's sponsored by the.
House I mean,
Squatty
he. You, everyone should be sponsored
okay,
by Squatty Potty.
I do want to. I told my wife to go. I told my wife to go last week and get me the fucking Squatty Potty.
It's so good.
And she said no. You don't need it.
Yes, you do.
And she got me little. Max has a little bench, a little stair.
That works.
That somebody said it says, but it says Max on it. I don't want to look at my kid's name with little trucks and a baseball bat.
Okay.
While I'm taking a shit, and it doesn't it leans your feet in a certain way.
What happens is you put it around the base of the toilet and you bring your feet up So you're sitting in a simulated squat, and it lines up your colon, so your colon's straight. Your shits are quicker, better. You just feel it's amazing for digestive.
It was
system.
On Shark Tank.
It's unbelievable. It's fucking unbelievable.
How much is it?
$20 at Bed Bath & Beyond.
I'm fucking, you know, this is why people get divorced. This is why marriages fucking end.
Who invested in it? Was it Herjavec?
One guy says.
No, anybody.
One guy says, shut the fuck up. One guy says, go get me the squatty potty, honey, please. And then she don't need it. And then I don't get it. And then my friend fucking gets it.
It's unbelievable.
And now I'm pissed off because you're shitting better than me.
All it's always, whenever you shit, it's mostly just one piece. It's
one piece?
It's mind-blowing. And
so there's
you,
no breakage in the shitting?
No, because your colon's straight, so it empties your colon
I
completely.
I love one-piece shit.
Oh, dude, and it is... I got my girlfriend on it.
Is the wiping better?
No, there's you barely have to wipe.
What? Now, do you have to grab a cheek and ope spread?
No.
I got
to
grab cheeks.
You know what you do? You don't have to. Well, you got a fucking thick badunkadunk.
Yeah, I got
to. I'm saying.
I got to spread.
He needs the squatty putty plus.
Yeah. Even them, they're like, science can't fix that.
His actually comes with two metal things that open his ass up.
Yeah. You just put your fucking arms on your knees and then you just shit.
It's kind of easy to read, too, because you're like your knees.
It's unbelievable.
I'm a little heavier.
It's fine.
My stomach, when I eat, I always drop soup on my stomach.
Yeah.
Okay?
You'll be fine. You got to reach under. And
are you sure?
Yeah, you'll be good.
All right, so squatty
Dude,
potty.
Get a squatty potty.
I'm getting one fucking tonight.
They're so awesome to the point where
fucking wife, right?
Where I'm on the road and I have to shit, I'm like, I really wish this hotel had a squatty potty.
Do they have a portable one?
I would buy it in a goddamn second.
What about a blow-up squatty potty?
Let's do it.
I mean, seriously.
Dude, I remember some guy told me about it, and I was like, oh, yeah, whatever. That sounds... And then
just some guy?
I was doing... When I was working Cap City in Austin, one of the guys on the morning show was like, I got it, and it's unbelievable. And I was like, okay, producer, good call. And then I was
Austin is the perfect place for that, because the level of shits that you have... We were just there. Holy fuck.
We did Moon Tower.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
Amy was there, too.
You were there?
Yeah, it's funny. Every time... I was going to try to grab you and interview you about stuff. Every time you were mobbed by fans, and I was like... I can go grab Robert Kelly any day outside the cellar, and these people are getting their once a year chance to see him. I'm just going to let that be.
Can I just say how fucking perfect she is at show business?
Yeah, she just said she mobbed.
Literally, there's nothing I could say to her. Do you understand that? I was mobbed by... She had fans, too. There's probably like two people. One was Ted Alexandro. Fucking Nate Bargatze.
It was usually pretty cute girls, actually.
Oh, shit.
I had a great time.
It's unbelievable.
I had a great time. They do a great festival.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
They do. They really fucking do, and it's South by Southwest without the chaos.
Yeah.
Two problems.
What's that, Bobby? What are the two problems?
You ready?
Yeah.
Now, from the second I landed to the second I left, they took care of me. Great hotel, great people, everybody was awesome. Some people from Just for Laughs were involved with that. Colleen, unfucking believable.
No.
Two problems. Ready?
Two problems.
Shows too many comics.
Okay.
Yes.
Way too many fucking comics. And I had to close a lot of them. So.
Because you're a hammer.
Well, here's the deal. Dude, fucking waiting forever.
Yeah.
And nobody would stay on time. And that bothers me. Mm-hmm. It's like, I get it. 8 minutes is quick, but there's 13 comics on a show. And we have to maintain some fucking professionalism.
But you also understand the other side of that, which is pure comedic greed, where you're in front of a good audience at a festival and you're like, nim, 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 I want more. What about one more joke? Nim, 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 and then everyone's doing 10 to 12.
I don't fucking understand that. I don't understand that. Grow the fuck up. There's great crowds everywhere. You've done great crowds. You've done bad crowds. You're having a good time. Do your fucking time and get off.
Mm-hmm.
We're all professionals because we're here at a festival.
Mm-hmm.
Non-professionals don't get invited to fucking festivals.
Mm-hmm.
Or someone should be there helping the comics with that. Because I know that, okay, sometimes you, where am I? There should be somebody lighting the motherfucker. Anyways, that kind of bothered me a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, really number one. When I fucking went to... I was going to tweet the poster.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hey, I'm here. Not on it.
Wow.
Oh.
This is the second time you haven't been placed in a position that you were supposed to.
That's actually everyone's major complaint about the festival.
With Gnome on the website.
Constant
disrespect.
I said that's actually everyone's...
Were you not on it?
I think...
No, you were on it.
The whole thing?
Name.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw your name.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw your name. I saw you.
And you thought about how many more laughs you get on this podcast than I do, and you're like, how the fuck is he on?
Here's the problem with these posters too. I don't like that they put some comics in like 17 point Helvetica and other comics in 29.
Yeah.
It's you like, know what? We kind of get that from our bank account balance.
But that's kind of funny because that's how I feel this year. I'm doing Bonnaroo and they're like,
me too.
Are you?
I'm doing it with the TV show though.
But you're going to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll hang out. Yeah. But I'm saying like for the Bonnaroo, for the comedy poster, it's like, boom, 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 boom. And they're like, Dancer might be there.
Here's the thing.
And listen, I'm fine with that because I understand.
The best is when your ego goes fucking crazy and then you realize it's in alphabetical order. What the fuck? I'm in the middle. Oh, I see.
I don't mind the small. Even if my name was, I mean, I was Ann Moore. Like I said, boom, 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 and then a little tiny thing, and more.
I might be Ann Moore on a couple of the books. I might be Ann Moore on a couple of the books.
I don't like being Ann Moore. I don't like Ann Moore.
Yeah, I
remember
figured.
When I was the first time I did Marin's podcast. It was Anthony Jeselnik, Kurt Metz, Joe DeRosa, Ann Moore. I called them up. I go, I'm not fucking Ann Moore, dude. Put my name in a tweet, cocksucker. Mm-hmm. I'm not Ann Moore.
No, you're not.
How has someone not had that as a stage name?
Ann Moore.
Yeah, you're fucking genius. I'm on every motherfucking poster.
I've definitely I've heard open micers make that joke. I think that's why nobody's used it.
We just did too.
Just at the knees. That's what Bobby does. He gives you a poster and then he slaps you around a little bit.
Yeah. He just took my name off his poster.
I don't mind. I really don't mind. Look, I really don't give a shit. I had a great time. But it does fuck with your self-esteem a little bit. It hurts. It hurts a little when you're like, hey, yeah, the poster, I'll retweet it.
But there's always going to be certain things that, especially at festivals, that hurt your ego.
Yeah.
Where you're just like, like I did Laugh Fest, and I was getting lunch with everybody, and then everyone's like, oh, we're going to go all do. And then everyone went and did Pete Holmes' podcast, and I was just by myself, and I was like, I'm not. And then everyone walked to it, and then I just walked back to my hotel with a milkshake like an asshole. And then, like, this comedy fan was like, hey, Dan Soder, do you want to smoke a joint? And I was like, I really need drugs right now. And then I just went and got high, and then everyone that night was like, oh, it was so funny. Oh, when you did this. And I'm just like, I fucking...
It
hurts.
I don't care how fucking cocky you are, how big your ego is, man. When you look and everybody's part of something, and you're part of that, but you're really not.
Yes.
It's like, why? And it could have been I could have been book late, the print, I don't know what the fuck. But it's like, you couldn't just stick my name. Knowing that I would, you know, maybe.
And everyone when I saw him that night, like Jared Logan and a couple of people were like, you should have just came. Pete would have had you on the podcast. So I was
you should have just wrote your name in the poster, Bobby.
Yeah, Bobby's going around to Austin.
Dude, it's like, fucking Robert Kelly. They had a ping pong tournament, too.
Which was so much fun I did it.
Right.
Because I smoked a bunch of hash and lost.
Judah annihilated it.
So you go to the ping pong thing, they go, hey, come to the ping pong. So I show up and I walk in. I'm like, oh, that's cool. And I look over and there's a table full of ping pong with comics' faces on them.
Yeah.
And your faces wasn't on.
No.
Wow.
And
you look the most ping pong baller.
I had to go perfect on a paddle.
That's where Bobby missed it. He wasn't on the paddle. He was the ball.
Bobby was just the wrong fucking hitting me around.
Yeah. So, I mean, it does get a little paranoid.
Did you play in the tournament?
It gets no, I didn't. I left. I'm not on a paddle. Why am I going to stay? I'm going to use one of the fucking Scalar Brothers paddles.
You should have won.
They have two different. They're the same fucking guy. They couldn't use one of the paddles for you.
Bobby is the Dennis Stamp of comedy festivals.
Great guys, by the way.
The Scalar Brothers.
What?
But it could have been one paddle for both of them.
You know what's funny about that? They did such the ping pong thing. Yeah. They made it to where I stayed and watched.
3 hours.
Because they were so fucking funny. Yeah. Did they call it? Did they do it on the balcony again?
Yeah. For 3 hours.
Shit was so funny. And then I was with Ari Shaffir, who's like, hey, let's go smoke this hash in the back alley. And I'm like, this is awesome. And then they're like, get on stage and play ping pong. And I get smoked 12-1 by some guy that's like, good set the other night opening for Hannibal. And he's fucking shuts me up.
I want to go with a shirtless Jew in an alley and smoke hash.
It was great, though. Ari made it to the final four.
Of course
so it helped him out.
I no, it was, but the festival itself, the shows, the town, It was fucking great.
The town.
The town is so cool.
I love Austin.
Have you been to Austin?
Is the most overrated fucking city.
Are you telling me it's the Paul Bettany of cities? Because if you are, you shut your fucking mouth.
Dude, and I'm going to Austin in, at the end of May. Come out to my show, the Cap City.
Overrated Prex.
I went there for a buddy's like birthday party or something like that. I wasn't invited to Bonnaroo or what, Moontown, or whatever, both of them. But the point is, I went there and I was so excited. Excited for Austin because I've heard everything. Oh my god, the food is so great, and the fucking food trucks. All Austin is clean New Orleans. That's the music is shittier. The streets are too clean.
It is not clean New Orleans.
New Orleans.
It is Portland with brown people.
But there aren't even brown people, really. It's not real Texas. It's like where white people move, and they're like, "Oh, it's so diverse." But it's like, no, it's not. No.
Disagree with you. I think Austin, as far as Texas goes, is a fucking really interesting, cool place. Downtown Austin
Is it really that cool?
I
that
it was
one
great.
Street and there's just
it's not one. It's the whole town. That whole area is pretty fucking. Pretty cool.
Dude, if you walk down Congress, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, I did walk down it.
I mean, that
it.
One street's gross.
Yeah.
For sure.
That and then is. I went to the other side where the hipsters hang out, and it was...
Oh, I thought, like, especially over that Google Fiber stage they had over down in that area, they had all these, like, real cool restaurants. Yep. And, I mean, obviously, the food is amazing.
Yeah. Is it?
Yes.
It's fucking barbecue. It's barbecue is not that hard to make.
Eastside King.
Put it with, I don't understand.
It's not all barbecue.
Here's the thing. We want to like it because Texas is so shitty.
First of all, I'm a Yelper, and I found a lot of great restaurants. Okay?
Did you Yelp review?
I have a Yelp
review. His Yelp reviews. Dude. They are the most funny thing.
Listen, fucking goddamn Keith Robinson comes to town, gets me to take Monroe and Phil Hanley to... Well, I'm going to take him to a restaurant, just a lunch.
Mm-hmm.
He makes me take him to a fancy steak restaurant, and he makes me fucking fork over the bill.
Wow.
Bob paying for it. He's got a show. I'm
like, that's great.
Yeah, but the show was filmed last year. That money.
This money's gone.
I don't know if you ever saw Monroe eat. The fucking guy.
Yeah, he's got fucking first round draft body.
Yeah.
He can eat and it's a slow roll. You think he's full.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, doesn't stop. Ever since Sandra Bullock adopted him.
That's good. Yeah, blindside.
At the restaurant.
Oh, I mean,
the waitress.
I hate to say it.
He says it a lot, too.
Yeah, 3 years ago, I got him outside the cellar when he showed up, and I go, "Hey, blindside, you want me to buy you an ice cream?" And he's like, "Oh, that's Maine."
He's a big kid. Yeah. He's a big kid. He ate a lot.
You must have been angry when he kept ordering.
No, it was his birthday.
Oh, okay.
I don't give a shit. Because you know why? That's why I love New York City. I lived in New York for so long. You know, when you go out with four people in New York, it's $500.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you go out four people in Austin, it was like under two. I was like, get two more people.
Comedy festival rules dictate that someone not on the poster doesn't have to buy food for people who are on the poster.
It's true.
That poster thing, really. You know what sucked is because it was so many names and they were so
who
big,
are you most pissed off about?
I
there had to be one name where you were like
fucking
oh, fuck
one
him.
Name this is the thing that I don't know what happened to me in comedy. I really enjoy festivals. That's why I love this festival, and they do it so good because they do invite a lot of different people. And I hung out with Nate a lot, who he fucking cracks me up, dude. I hung out with Jermaine was there. Keith showed up. Wanda was there. Tom Papa was there. I got to meet the Scalar brothers. I met Eddie Pepitone.
Who's great.
Dom Irrera. It's this... I think for us, because, you know, what sucks is I remember when we were in New York and we're all middlers, we all hung out every night. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, me, Patrice, Keith, we're all just hanging out doing spots in the city. Now, I never see anybody. And the only time we ever see each other is at these festivals, Montreal. In a cool town where we get to fucking hang out. And Mike was fucking great, man, to hang out with you and see you and do a show with you.
Yeah.
We never do fucking shows together.
Yeah, I had Mike and I, 2 years ago, it was great. A couple local Austin comics put us in a van and we went out and got barbecue in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Yeah,
and it was great. It was like one of those fun experiences where you're like, oh yeah, and we're still going to do shows tonight.
Yeah, me and Phil Hanley hung out for a few hours. I never get to hang with Phil. I love Phil Hanley. And it was great. And the Scalar brothers, you know, I never knew them. It's like, you know, I never... you know, I saw them a little bit, but now when they showed up, they were the fucking coolest guys ever.
So nice, and then them calling, like, similar, when I went, I
like
never
that
met
he
them.
Keeps saying Sklar, because it makes me think they're in a ska band.
Yeah. Mm.
What's Sklar?
Sklar.
Sklar.
Yeah, whatever.
I like your pronunciation.
Yeah, we hung out on the fucking balcony, smoking Stogs, me and Eddie Pepitone one night. We smoked some cigars together. You know, I mean, I didn't look at anybody and like, oh, I don't really do that anymore.
There was no name on the list that you were like, how the fuck did he make it?
That goes away.
And more.
It goes away, dude.
Really?
That really goes away, dude.
Oh, yeah,
when you understand, your own talent, when you understand where you're at and you kind of get, I'm funny and this is what I do and nobody can really fuck with it. And I, you know, it's fine that people don't like me or people do like me. It's like you start looking at comics like, oh, that's just different than what I do.
Yeah.
Oh, that's, yeah, you know, sometimes you're like, you can't really go, why? Somebody said, come here. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The way my career has been, I had to crawl and fight and get and just become funnier than, you know.
And that's why you respect Hawkeye so much.
Funnier than I was, or just keep getting funnier to be undeniable. So where somebody goes, you know, I like him. He's good. And, you know, look, to me, if you're a good person, if you're a dick, I don't care how funny you are. Go fuck yourself. Mm-hmm. But hey, how you doing? What's up? Fucking great. I'm good. I'm done. You're cool. Let's hang. I mean, these festivals are our only way to be a community, dude.
Mm-hmm.
For comics, it's our only time to actually hang out and have fun and do lunch and do shows and hang out at night and socialize with each other and learn that, you know what? Fucking dude, you're not so bad. I thought you might be a dick because I didn't know you and I saw your comedy and I prejudged you and your hat and the way you dressed. I thought I talked to you and we had a fucking great time. You're a really good guy. You have a great family. You know, your heart's in the right place. And all of that's what these festivals do, I think. And it happens with industry people, too. Mm-hmm. Industry people you think might suck because of their face. Or who they represent. And then like, hey Bob, how you doing? Big fan. Oh, thanks man, what's up? And you start talking to me like, oh, this guy's not, this nice person.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, I know how hard it is to get to these festivals. And I know the people that run them now. And I understand that their choices, they're trying to do like an impossible thing. How do you pick the people that come this year? Who are the new people? How do you pick the old people? We'd love to have Alonzo Bowman or Billy Burr every year, but we can't. You know what I mean? We have to bring this guy out. It's a hard thing to do, man. People's feelings are gonna get hurt and all that shit. But I think it's great. And look, you see the show I was on. There was a million fucking people on it.
That one was so long.
Right?
Oh, my God. They didn't do that in the past years, though. I noticed that this year, that show in particular, but a lot of them, I was like, why are there already 12 comics on this lineup? Everyone's going at least a minute over. Of course we're running late into the next show.
Yeah.
Last year and the year before, it was like six.
Was it the New York
eight.
Show?
No, it was just a random, you know how they give them all whatever names.
There are these things called Super Show. Yeah, and
Super Show should not be super. Yeah. It should be good
so
show.
So many people. And I loved everyone on that lineup. I mean, everyone was good. It was a great show, but it was also like, I love comedy, and these people are just regular people. How are they sitting through 2.5 hours of...
Yeah.
And the same... You know what happened, too, is some nights it was the same exact crowd.
Ooh.
In the same exact venue.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
At the same exact time.
That's a festival, though, by that last day.
But you don't notice it. You don't notice that usually. I noticed it because it was the same... I go, you guys are the same front row as last night. They were like, yep. Like, they were proud of it.
Does it get in your head?
Not mine. I don't give a fuck.
Dude,
care.
That'll happen on the
because
road.
Because I'm going to bomb. What am I going to do? I already have an agent. I have management. I have a show. What are you going to do?
But still,
what am I here
you're
for?
Never
I'm here to have fun.
On the road and like, some people come on a Friday and then they come back on like a Saturday.
Love it.
But part of you go, okay, let me do a whole new set.
No, okay, you guys get in your head about that so much.
I luckily have the kind of act where that's not a problem.
I want to hear from a fan.
They never come back.
I want to hear. What do you have to say about that?
You guys, especially New Yorkers more than Angelenos, but you guys get in your head about that so much because if they're coming back for a second time, it's like going to see the Rolling Stones. They want you to play all of the greatest hits. They want to see everything that made them
Comedy's
laugh last
not
night.
Like that, man.
No, it is.
I was heckled
once. We don't
once.
Think it is because of what we know how it works. And how things build.
But can I say this? I was heckled, and this happened actually a couple times. But this guy was like, "I've already seen these jokes on YouTube," and I was like, "By who?" And he goes, "By you."
Yeah.
I'm like, you can't steal from yourself.
I had one of the worst heckles like that downstairs at the Cellar about 3 years ago. I go on stage and
it was Esty going boo.
It involved Esty and it fucking threw me off so bad. I'm on stage and I just got this chunk to work that I was just opening with all over the city. And so I'm opening it and it's fucking killing. And then this girl gets up and there's just a moment where all the fucking volume in the room goes down. And I hear her to her go, yeah, no, I saw him last week and he did these jokes. And she's like, I'm going to go smoke a cigarette. And I was like, what did you say? And she goes, I've seen you do these jokes before. And I go, yeah, that's how fucking comedy works. And then she left. And then Esty and Bill Maher walked in the room. And I'm like, And I was like, do new shit. I got it. But, yeah. And then I went through my set. And I was like, and I was all spun around. Yeah.
That's a moment in time.
And that's why you haven't been booked on Real Time. I mean, yeah.
That's a moment in time that doesn't matter 1 second in your career.
Yeah, but as a comic, you tailspin.
You tailspin, but it's not a that's as a human being.
Yeah.
A comic doesn't give a fuck. A comic's like, yeah, this is what I do. This is, I'm working on new shit. Go fuck yourself. But not even to her. It's like, yeah, you heard it last week. You're going to hear it again tomorrow, too. And if you see me at another club, you hear it again. And then when I go on the road and I film my special, it will be for the first time those people hear, and then I'll move the fuck on. They don't understand. She comes to the clubs or goes to clubs and sees comedy and then probably brought her girlfriend. You got to go down to the Comedy Cellar. I blew the door guy. He'll get us in free. Yeah. And then she, I heard him last week. Let me go. She doesn't appreciate it.
That's true.
Yeah. She doesn't appreciate comedy. To her, it's, whatever. It doesn't fucking matter. Who the fuck is going to go smoke a cigarette during somebody? You can't wait an hour and a half to smoke a cigarette.
Yeah.
You can't wait a fucking hour and a half. That's a crazy person.
Yeah.
That's a person who doesn't give a fuck about creativity or art. She just cares about herself. She's self-indulgent. I want a cigarette. I saw him do it last week. Yeah, it's good. Fuck off.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Are you guys worried about Periscope now with the whole you can live stream and they can get your act?
Well, I mean,
they could do it now anyways. They could do that with YouTube.
But then they could just live stream the show and then it's always there.
It stays permanent?
If you want it to stay permanent for like 24 hours or 48 hours.
And then it's deleted.
And then it's deleted, yeah. But you could, if you...
Once it's up there, someone could take it.
Someone could take it, yeah.
I think Periscope is actually... I've been using it a lot, to be honest with you. And I like it because...
HBO shut it down for the Mayweather fight.
Oh, yeah.
People were getting in, though. That's what I'm saying. People were getting the Periscope thing and people were watching the thing through Periscope.
Yeah. I like it socially for us to do Q&A and... I did the red carpet with it, and it was kind of cool, and everybody kind of liked it. And me and Leary were in the fucking limo, and we're just fucking answering questions. And it was kind of for promotional reasons. It's actually cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can see how that's fucked up, but I think it's the next thing. To be honest with you,
I mean, all technology has good intentions. It's just how you use it.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. It's like a fucking Ultron.
Yeah,
exactly. Fucking Tony.
Yeah, I mean, it's better when you don't bring it up in the 11th movie. It would not mention it in the 10 movies previous. But other than that, yeah.
You are a nerd.
Yeah.
Just a fucking beautiful nerd.
Well, shouldn't clubs just... A comic what? Can... Sorry, Amy. Go.
I was gonna say, shouldn't all clubs just have a dampener? You know, like, you should not be using your cell phone for any reason while you're watching a comedy show.
No, absolutely.
There's no reason.
I'm not talking about clubs. I'm talking about, like, theaters. You play a theater, you could...
Same thing.
What do you need to record? What do you need to do in a theater with that?
Exactly. But it's bigger, so people might not see it as much.
The thing that bothers me the most about...
There should be some kind of technology that cuts off.
Talk to the microphone.
She's saying there could be some kind of technology that just cuts it off.
Yeah. We were going to get that at the store.
Like an EMP?
So that people couldn't. But the ghosts take care of it. You can't get cell signal there anymore.
But what about...
The store is...
In LA. I'm from LA originally.
I fucking love...
The store is the Austin of comedy clubs.
I'm here.
Okay, overrated. I'm tired of people telling me the store is good. Oh, that place is depressing.
I actually think.
Why does all of Andrew's opinion sound like a sports call-in show?
Shut up. I think. Hey, to the bank. I'm sorry. Tell me, Gino Bisconte, you. But thank you. I literally just started speaking. You just screamed over.
Sorry,
me.
It was just in me.
I know you're an alpha
it.
Male young buck. Go fuck yourself.
Okay,
right?
I'm sorry.
Gorgeous cunt.
I'm sorry, bro.
Great hairline and new show coming out. Maybe.
Hey, no!
I'm kidding.
What are you doing, bro?
Nothing happening.
You're trying to kill me.
There's nothing happening.
Stop.
There's nowhere going on. God. You have a movie.
Can't what? Believe it. You're telling him that I'm the new host of the UFC's
Fight Night.
Lewis just kills himself. What? He took Rogan's job.
Yeah. Well, you got two new shows on MTV Trez?
Exactly.
Do you have guy code 7?
6. We're up to 6.
Trans code.
We're up to 6.
Hey, daddy.
Trans code would be cool. Trans code would be cool.
It's going to be. It's used to be a guy code. Okay, it's listen, just Andrew figuring things out.
I want to ask you a question. Yeah. I think there's a lot of heat right now coming on the Comedy Store, and it's becoming this amazing, almost like the Comedy Cellar West.
Please.
Yeah. No, I'm serious.
Please. Okay, wait, Andrew, when was the last time you were there?
Explain why. Oh my
okay, God. Andrew, like, I remember the last time I really knew you in L.A., and that was a while back. So first of all,
you didn't like him.
No, I loved him. We've been friends for like 6 years now.
I legit love him.
FYI, for comedy's sakes, it would have been funnier if you went, yep.
This is why I don't tell jokes.
Thank you. You keep it up. You keep it up, whatever you're doing. I appreciate the support.
No, but so they got a new booker is like the main thing of everything, first of all. So they got rid of this guy, Tommy, who'd been working there for 1,000 years.
Fucking
Mitzi got sick.
Yeah.
Literally.
From another fucking planet.
He
looks so
I auditioned
weird.
There. I go up. I fucking kill. I walk up to him after, hey, man, thanks for taking the journey on comedy, man. We're all on this ride. And you know, the comics, we're going through this world together, and it's a beautiful thing. I go, dude, am I in or out? Because I got a gun. Because I don't give a fuck.
The only experience I had with him was when I did Conan the first time. Yeah. I showed up with Nate and Ari, and we're hanging out at the store, and I was drinking hard.
Yeah.
And he goes, hey, man, if you want to hang out for, like, 3 hours, maybe I can give you up. I go, you got a half hour and 2 more Jameson shots before I am useless on that stage. And he goes, I get it. And then I just went and got hammered in the back, like in the outdoor bar.
So he's gone.
He's gone.
Where'd he go?
Back to his home planet.
No, this is the craziest part of the whole thing. He is now running an open mic at a restaurant down the street on Mondays at the same time as the Comedy Store open mic with this chick who used to be a waitress at the Comedy Store. And they put this crazy stuff on Facebook of like, there is no more comedy development at the Comedy Store. Come here so Tommy can tell you how good or bad you are.
Oof. We should all go. We should all fly out. Listen to me. We fly the fuck out. We go down there and we videotape him telling us how fucking shitty or good we are. And then we make a documentary of fucking crazy people from other planets.
Yeah.
Amy just confirmed there are no good end stories in comedy.
No.
Like, he got out, he's out of the club, and it's like, no, but I want to come back.
Yeah, and it's so crazy.
So who's this new guy?
So the new guy, his name's Adam Egit.
Yeah.
He used
Adam
to be the
Egit is... No, I'm sorry.
He's the Paul Bettany of bookers.
You know what I like about you? Andrew really just takes, just fucking has an opinion about everything.
But I know nothing.
It really makes me angry. No, Austin.
Oh, I would be terrified if they were informed.
Oh, no, I know nothing. I know nothing. I'm what's called an ultra septiparian or some weird shit. It's someone who has opinions about things that they don't know.
It's like
knowledge doesn't stop me from having
that. Also another opinion he just fucking wrote up.
I think
right
I might have made that.
It's like Fox News meets Axe body spray.
Hey, I will say this. First of all, I find the opinions on Fox News way more interesting than any like liberal network because it's harder.
Yeah.
It's way harder. It's like comedians, you gotta work. We gotta work to have the other opinion.
Hey, you know,
and I feel like
you know
that's what
a fucking
Fox News
transition is.
Was that not it?
No, we're on fucking the
transitions are for motherfucking Bruce Jenner.
Perfect time to calm it down. That was the perfect fade out.
Who's this new guy?
Okay, so Adam, he's been working at the store for 4 or 5 years now as a manager. He was at the Tempe Improv before that. He works with Norm Macdonald.
Okay.
He actually like knows things. He leaves the Comedy Store. You'll see him at another show. He understands where people fit. He's not going to tell Artie Lang who the fuck are you when you show up to do a pop in. You know, like he, which
Robert
is
Kelly.
Something that happens.
It's weird because all LA
but
comics.
Yeah. Say Bobby Kelly.
Well, hi, you might know me as Ann Moore on the Moon Tower Comedy Festival.
My name is Ann Moore.
But all
who are you, Ann Moore?
It's like
that's an actual. I picked that name on purpose because it actually happened.
Okay.
If you stuck around for hour 5 of the Super Show, you would have seen my work.
It's interesting because. because like LA comics, especially all the ones that I talk to when I see them on the road or out here, now they talk about it like it's a bad neighborhood that's cleaning up now. They're like, oh, you should, but you should come back.
You
should like, oh, yeah. But they're like, oh, come back to the store. Come back to this. It's not as bad.
Gentrified. Just come back.
The gays moved in. There's a fucking coffee shop across the street.
Guys, you can like walk around at night pretty safely at the store.
Yeah. Oh, the other guy went back to where he belonged. Restaurant open mics. Yeah.
It's you know, no, but it is cool because. Yeah. You know, and the Laugh Factory, how's the Laugh Factory doing?
I mean, the Laugh Factory's got a gigantic marketing machine. They're fine. They'll always have people coming in and out. They'll always have tourists and Hollywood douchebags.
What was that Dane Cook shit that I heard about? Did you guys hear about
that? Yeah.
How he got banned from the Laugh Factory?
Yeah.
You didn't hear about this?
What?
No, this is crazy shit. He got banned for life or something.
I heard the story last week for the first time, and I was like, ooh.
Yeah. So Dane,
are we
like,
not allowed to talk about this?
I don't know.
I don't call your fucking management.
So Dane, you know, kind of has free run there. They call it the house that Dane built. There's rumors that he's got, like, financial stake in it, whatever, which I don't know. Anyway, but he can drop in at any time, and they let him just go for an hour, and there's, like, a whole big thing a couple years ago about it. Anyway, he drops in on this show. And the manager says,
but the
no.
show was being produced by Judd Apatow, right? It was
no,
his.
Judd Apatow was on. I don't think he produced it, but he was like waiting to go on. He was up next. That's who Dane was.
Oh,
bumping.
I thought it was like a charity event or some shit. That's what happens
it
when things get passed along.
Corporate Dan is fucking coming up with a. He's coming up.
No,
with
I'm listening. I'm listening for this.
I don't want to get anybody.
I'm not positioning myself.
I don't want to get anybody in trouble.
No, trust me.
No, finish it.
Anyway, so he
Judd Apatow's fine.
They're like Dane. Yep, you can absolutely go on the show.
I'm worried about. Dan, not Judd Apatow.
Yeah, I don't. I have no political affiliations in any of this.
Okay. And so it's just you're another handsome comic. You're in trouble now. Yeah, you know?
I gotta have loud sneakers.
So anyway, they're like, but you gotta keep it to 10. We're gonna light you. I know we don't usually do this. He goes, yeah. Gets up on stage. They light him. He runs over it. It's like 10 more minutes. They start flicking the light. He just has a meltdown. He calls the manager a cunt from on stage.
Well, like now,
wait, he melted down when the light, so they kept flicking, and he's like, fuck you, don't tell me when to get off, after he agreed to get off?
Yeah.
Oh, the star of Planes and Planes 2, Fire Rescue?
Hey, fuck you, my kid loves that movie. It has a couple planes.
Your kid flies.
From Uncle Dane.
my understanding.
Took a year and a half to get him, but once I yelled at him, he mailed them.
My understanding was that they told him not to come by that night, specifically for this show. And again, I don't know if this
that
is
might be
right.
Part of
that's
it.
That's a story I heard too.
But then they told him to come not by, but to just... come by, and then he actually came by and forced himself on stage, and then went over.
Forced himself? How do you do that?
Well, I don't know.
I'm pretty sure with his kind of juice, he could.
I feel like these are not mutually exclusive. Parts of the story.
Okay, so real quick. So he, on stage, what happens?
So he says,
she was a woman.
I believe so, yeah.
Wow.
And so Masada just was like, that's it. You're done. You didn't listen to anything, and you absolutely cannot do that on stage in front of
Jamie.
The crowd. Yeah.
Body, you gone, body.
Exactly.
You're done, body. It's over, body. No more Thanksgiving, body.
I do a terrible accent, so I couldn't do that.
Body, listen. No more. You get no more Laugh Factory boxer shorts, body. I tell you, we all went away after Torgasm. Gary, me, Jay, Dane, Jamie Masada, Barry, went away to fucking wherever, Cabo, where Dane rented this massive house on the beach. We all fly down there. And by the way, I got everybody a Laugh Factory swim trunks, buddy. So we all put these on, and we jump on the water. They're fucking white underwear. Just boxer shorts. So you can just see everybody's bush fat.
The word Laugh Factory is written in marker.
Buddy, I give these to the kids, buddy. So everybody's helmet, you can just see our dicks
our
fucking
hilarious.
Bush fat through it. It's like, dude, this is weird. Like, what the fuck is going on?
Dude, that is fucking hilarious.
So but wait a minute. That'd be like fucking... Colin getting banned from the cellar.
Crazy. But I can't imagine Colin being like, who's up there, Val, you fucking cunt? And you're like, whoa, he fucking lost it.
Oh, look, I'm not saying it's not valid that what happened. I'm just saying that.
I mean, there's got to be more leading up to it, you know? Yeah, there's got to be things people don't know that
listen,
was.
Listen, man, to get banned from your club is fucking crazy.
I mean, the bumping out there is insane to the point that's why I think people don't get paid well.
Well, the bumping out there is ridiculous. I got bumped by fucking everybody. I was at the Improv one night, very excited, ready to go. I got bumped by everybody in the business.
Who?
Fucking Sandler, Seth, It was when they were filming that comic movie.
Oh, Funny People.
Funny People. So all those funny people came in. I mean, every single person in that movie rolled in. Dane bumped me. It was fucking nuts. It was. I was just like, and they were like, no, you're going to go up at the end. I'm like, no, I'm not.
Yeah, bye.
You think I'm fucking going up for that self-esteem smashing?
Yeah.
A bunch of fucking fan fuckers.
And
I go up there talking about my asshole, and I got an East Coast accent. And he's mean.
Yeah, fucking he's aggressive.
Yeah, aggressive. Fuck that. That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
But is this Dane was all out in the out.
Off.
It's
no
gone?
More Dane
fuck
on the
you.
Outside. I'm not what? Kidding.
There's a steeple.
There's no Dane anywhere. You
then he doesn't own a percentage in the company then.
Apparently not.
Yeah,
apparently that was a rumor.
If you own percentage, you can be like, no, go fuck yourself. Yeah. I own percentage.
How does it work, Scopo?
Go fuck yourself. Yeah.
If you own a percentage. So if you own, yeah. I love Scopo's Italian lager. Dude, he doesn't own like apparently because
if you give money to a guy and you own it,
you could tell
you
him
to
fuck himself.
Yeah.
You could just
you,
tell
leave
him.
My name
yeah.
on the
that's
side.
What it is. Yeah.
That's my fucking insurance policy. When fucking you know, I gave you 10%. There you go. I hear Dane Cook on the side. Honestly, at least on the steeple up stops. So it's that's fucking
no
Dane.
Looks like some people.
How come I've never heard? How come this is not out there?
I don't know.
That's nuts.
I heard it for the first time last week at the table. Because I forget who was telling the story. They just got back from L.A. and they're like, they told it. And I was like, what the fuck?
So where
but I heard a different story. I heard the similar story that there was a benefit and they called him and they're like, hey, listen, we have to keep it tight for time-wise on this benefit.
Wow.
Can you please not come by tonight because we're just trying to get the people up? And he like took that as like, oh, I'm going to go down there. And that's the story I heard, that he showed up and was like, put me on. And they're like, no, we can't. And then he went on and just did like an hour.
Question. Well, now it's getting a little read.
Then I heard
it's literally three
question,
different
though.
Stories.
The truth lies.
They should all be the same story.
You think that
your mustache is ridiculous?
I know it's horrible. I know it looks fucking horrible. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Oh, my God. I love your nose, too.
Really?
Beautiful.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
I get a lot of Instagram comments.
He says that to
nose.
A lot of people.
No,
about
how horrible my nose is. So this feels really good
I
to be complimented. This
Andrew.
Feels amazing. Thank you.
Dude, listen.
But no, I have a question. Do you think that he feels entitled?
You have fucking stone wall art nose.
He has. What did you say? He looks like a nickel, right?
No, he looks like a Roman helmet.
No, he looks.
He does look.
Yeah,
that's really good.
I love it.
Yeah. Okay. Do you think that he feels entitled because he performed at the Laugh Factory so many years for free, pretty much, and he was a huge draw, and they made millions of dollars off?
Yeah.
Of
why
him?
Wouldn't you?
Yeah. I
so
mean,
is he
yeah,
wrong?
That's not entitled. That's
he's,
just.
Is he wrong
he's
to
been
think
a benefit
like that?
To them this whole time. I mean, he kept them. Through the you know,
so is he wrong to feel that way? Is he, you know what I mean? Did he put them on his shoulders?
I see what you're saying.
Well, he yeah, okay.
I'm just saying, like, you know, does he have
he made
some,
that place what it was?
Exactly. Like,
yeah.
should
yeah.
he feel like he could go in on a benefit?
But
and
who
say,
made it like it was before him and before him?
Nobody.
I mean, Shucky Ducky.
No, I think.
I mean, this sounds mean, but isn't it also that in some ways, like, his power and time has passed?
Yeah.
Well, no, everybody's power and time passes. Everything comes to an end.
But doesn't he have equity from
but,
that
yeah,
past time?
I don't know if it's equity. If you call somebody a cunt, you lose a lot of equity.
Right.
Yeah.
If you don't get off when you're supposed to, even at the cellar, you lose a lot of equity.
There is a code that you have to, like, you know, there's
no,
a certain...
it's not a code. It's called being an adult, a human being.
I feel like if he called someone a cunt, we would have known about it.
We like to call that guy code.
I think. I mean, we all have all these stories.
Guys call it boy code.
You know what? Though? Here's what
we have all these stories about what happened. I think the truth lies somewhere in between. But
wow, that
in
was
this,
so great. Who said that? You?
That yeah. was Hawkeye.
Who's a great fucking character? But that. In this age where people blog and film and camera phones and, you know, Tasha's whole thing, if that had happened, I think that would have been publicized and on someone's phone.
It's weird because it's nowhere. It's fucking nowhere.
It's all hearsay. It's the first thing I've heard since the internet's came out where it's all hearsay.
Well, it's funny that even in this room right now, we went boom, bang. I mean, there's so many different stories in this room. And
no idea what happened.
No, I mean, it's not public. It's not on a blog. It's not anywhere.
It's all just, it's
now,
it's like
he,
a...
is he working the store? Is he working the improv?
I think he's still doing the improv because he's there pretty regularly. Yeah. He already, you know, told the store to go fuck yourself like 10 years ago.
No way.
Yeah. But he's been coming back. He and Polly had a thing. I mean,
he's just going to start bumping alt comics at Meltdown.
But he actually did just come back.
An alt joke.
It's a pretty big place.
We don't know what Meltdown is.
It's a very LA
joke. It's fucking huge.
Yeah, I haven't been LA in 3 years.
But
back in the business.
It's massive though.
I'm telling you, back in the business.
But were you?
Oh, I was going to say he actually came back to the store for the first time in like 8 years. The day before that happened, he came and did. It wasn't a house show. It was Red Band doing Death Squad in the main room. And so he came and he was the drop-in for that. And then, so I don't know. That was the last time I was in LA, so I don't know what's come of it since then.
Mm. Wow.
See, to me, the bumping, it's like when someone bumps and just works on shit, like that's one thing. But when people bump and just do an hour because they can, it is kind of annoying.
Look, man, look, we're in New York City, and, you know, Chris, Seinfeld, Louis come in and bump people, but it's always respectful.
Exactly.
I mean, Louis will go, do you, I've had Louis go, do you mind? Or
he said that, yeah. He
but it's went, also material.
He walked in.
What's that?
It's also, they're working
well,
on material.
He, well, he'll do brand new stuff, and then he'll get off.
He
Chris does the same thing. He'll go up and do as much new shit as he has. He's not going up and doing his fucking, you know, his fucking greatest hits.
I remember one time I was sitting on the stairs, and Louis came in just right from outside and was like, hey, can I go on? And they're like, yeah. And then he looked at the lineup, and he looked at me, and he goes, are you next? And I go, yeah. He goes, do you mind if I do a couple minutes? I was like, oh, you can do all the minutes. No one cares about what the bullshit I'm going to do.
The
and then he went up, and it was like,
tell him the village was open.
Oh God, that was years ago.
What'd you do?
I told that story on this podcast about when I got drunk at the Comedy Village and Joe List was hosting, and he's like, "Fucking go get Louie. Louie will come by and tell him we're working. Tell the show's working." This is 2007, 2008. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm hammered. I come up to the cellar. Shaq actually lets me in to watch the show. Mm-hmm. Louis in the back hallway. Mm-hmm. He gets off stage. I go, "Hey Louie, that was a great set," and I'm hammered. And he's like, "Thanks, man." And I'm like, "The village is working." That's the name of the club, the Comedy Village. Yeah. And he goes, what? Then I go, the village is working. And he goes, he looks at me like this, and I go, I don't know what that means. He goes, I don't know what that means either. And then he just left. And I walk back to the Comedy Village, and List is there. And he's like, so what's up? Is fucking Louis coming? And I go, I told him the village was working. And List goes, what the fuck does that mean? And I was like, I'm going to go upstairs. And I just went up and got a beer at the bar. And I was like, I fucking ruined that. Oh God, I forgot about that. Yeah,
that's great.
I thought it was so cool. I thought it was using the comedy terms. Where I was like, oh, the village is working.
Even Chris, when he comes in, he does a lot of time sometimes. Yeah. But he's bombing. He's literally working on new shit. I think that's very important.
That shit is brave, dude.
Oh, yeah.
When the, because but you know people in the audience, I hear them going,
buddy,
he's not that funny.
Buddy,
he's not
here's
that
the
funny.
Deal. Yeah. Here's the deal.
That's how he gets
when
there.
When you look at your fucking balance.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter if you ever do comedy again. It doesn't matter if three people on a Tuesday think you stink, because you're going to, in a year when it's fucking
amazing,
you're going to be doing 3,000 people a night.
You're right.
He said,
no, you're right.
He said the coolest thing one night while he was waiting to go up. He was talking about the difference between the comic strip and the cellar and about how it was, how different it was with the owners.
Yeah.
Like how Manny was here and how they were up there. And he's like, you would go, you'd come here and Manny would be like, I'll have someone watch your car. You can have a meal and you can go on stage whenever you want.
Right.
And you can just do your time and then you can leave.
Yeah.
And he said when he'd go up to the comic strip that they'd be like, hey, can you leave a voicemail for like when people call? And can you do our podcast? And Chris Rock goes, I just did a free set for you. I get paid hundreds of thousands of dollars to do stand-up comedy. And I sat there and I went, he fucking does. That's what he earns.
That's true.
And he did it for free. And he's right. That's why he's going up there and just doing free shit for you.
People wonder why this club became popular with. It's because of the comics it became popular with.
Yes.
The way they were treated.
They treated us fucking amazingly. Manny was fucking integral in that. And fucking, you know, it was fucking great. And when you came here, you felt like it was like a surrogate family. And you got food, and you got money, and you got friendship, and you got laughs, and conversation, and stage time.
But that's the thing.
Even when they bumped you, they still will go, look, we're going to put you up. They wouldn't just go, fuck you. They'd be like, listen, we know, but he's here.
And they still
do
that.
We'll put you up in the next show, or we'll give you can still go up.
Alicia, or whoever's managing, will be like, here's your money. Yep. Do you want to wait and go on the next show? Yep. You can go first on the next show. Yep. And you're like, thanks. I just want stage time. But it's amazing to me when I go on the road and you work all these great clubs that everyone says they're great, like Comedy on State in Madison, or like the Comedy Attic in Bloomington, or Acme in Minneapolis. All these clubs, they all have the same thing where they're like, it's so fucking good because of how they treat you.
Yep.
And I don't understand
understand why every club...
It makes the difference.
Yeah, why every club doesn't understand that if you just treat the comics well and put comedy first as the number one priority, you're going to build a very successful club.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Well, that's what is becoming out of it now.
Yeah.
I think back in the 80s and 90s, it was, let's build these places and just, you know...
Throw anybody up,
mm-hmm. get food. We'll always have comedy here, and it'll be like a bar with darts.
But the clubs were like that, too.
We literally became darts. But in a fucking bar.
Nothing.
Honest to God. Oh, dude, let's go down. They have darts and karaoke.
But the thing was, back then, opening a comedy club was like a dart, too. It was just every fucking city had tons of them. There were comedy nights everywhere. Mm-hmm. And what stuck, stuck. And what died, died.
Yeah. I think the two things that I'm always like, oh, my God, whenever a club doesn't do it is when a club doesn't serve food and when a club doesn't have a check spot. Where they're like, oh, we do the checks after the show and then That's we change great. It over and you're like, what?
Because they care about you.
Yeah.
And here's the fucking craziest thing.
Real quick, just to clarify, you were saying that's a good thing.
That's
about
it's the best. Yeah. It means the show's going
to
be great.
Thing comedy is you're going to pay me thousands of dollars to come to your town, fly me in, put me up in a nice hotel, and then in the middle of what I do, you're going to fucking make people do math.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're going to take them right out of it. So at the end of fucking Avengers, right at the end, when you don't know which way it's going to go, you're going to fucking just drop checks and make people pay for everything and send a waiter in. And then they're never fucking loud, are they? They don't have fucking
oh, my
voice.
God.
Look, Ultron's fighting Vision. Did we get the mozzarella sticks?
It's insane because you're almost on this, like, perfect flight, and you're like, this is such a great flight. And then it's like a fucking tailspin, and they're like, pull out of it. Yeah, pull out of that shit.
And here's the deal. We don't know how to do it. Here's how you do it. You don't drop the fucking checks. You need a stamp receipt to leave. You know what I mean? That's it.
And not
you
only
can't
that,
leave.
Start the show a half hour early if you need to clear the room.
Yes.
Just take a half hour.
Stop doing 10:30 shows.
Yeah.
Do a 9:30 show. 9:45. Give yourself 15 fucking.
I host at the Stand sometimes. It makes all the difference.
It does, and it's like you look at the Stress Factory. Yeah. You look at all these clubs that don't do it, and then at the end of the show, you're like, "That was fucking awesome all the way through." Mm-hmm. And they're like, "Why is everyone still here?" They're like, "Oh, they're paying their checks." And you're like, "Oh, fuck! I didn't have to deal." Deal with that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
go to the chat real quick. We're gonna wrap up right now. Go to the chat, my chat. Forget about your chat. Go to my chat. Read what's the top. Read a couple of
John Corey says, I bet Manny had second thoughts about giving Bobby free food.
That was, first of all, funny.
Yep.
Not too wordy.
Yep.
And, not too wordy. I thought it was really good. Bravo. Bravo. That was a good one.
There you go, Corey.
There you go, Corey. Take that to your fucking wife. He liked it. They laughed.
Adam of England says, man, I got here late. The missus is watching 50 Shades and I'm watching you, Hairy Apes.
Oh, wait, well, I don't think.
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy.
Well, that first comment was great.
Whatever gets you off.
What do you got?
Sorry, give me 1 second. I have no idea. I was so caught off guard. Billy G has a message for Andrew. He says, don't forget to say hashtag guy code after your sentences.
I did say that. You missed it. I'm one step ahead, buddy.
Guy code.
All right, guys, listen. This has been a fucking great show.
Thanks for having me.
What are you waving your hands for, Depot? You got another one? Did you have another one?
No, I don't.
Then what's the hand thing? What'd you give up
I'm
for?
Sorry, man. My hands, they're involuntary sometimes. They just kind of flail around and... Yeah.
You feel like... It sounds like you're being questioned by a police officer.
Yeah, yeah.
And you clearly did something illegal. I was just walking around.
Why are you walking around for?
I went down the show and he went like this. And I was like, what the fuck?
I was pissed because, you know, I usually have good things lined up, but I was kind of changing cameras and shit.
That's that whole Tiger Mom gene where his mom berated him into this.
Yeah.
So now he's like, I didn't do
a
good job.
What I tell you about the side profile of me? What I fucking tell you, Depot.
Thanks, Sean Crystal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, listen, I want to thank everybody.
It's an original drawing,
This has been a great show. Oh, do I hate side talk? Oof. Cocksuckers. We're not at a fucking comedy club. We're live. I can hear you.
Sorry, you know what we should do? We should do...
Fucking Andrew, you fucking cocksucker. You're just in your own world.
That was my fault. Excited. Huh? I'm sorry. I got excited by the drawing.
First time you talk into the mic.
I know. It's right now, right?
The only time he talks in the mic when it's side convo with you.
Yeah, we should do a little... We should do like a little Easter egg called side podcasts where like we record it and then you're like, what was that side conversation? You're like, if you want to know, download the side podcast where Dan interviewed Andrew.
About
a little
the show. You should know better.
I should.
What was that side convo you had in the beginning, though? That was a great convo.
Oh, that was wild.
What
maybe,
was it?
Maybe for another podcast. I don't know. It's kind of a long story.
I can't believe. Did you blog about this yet? Are you blogging about
Not
this?
Not yet. I'm what? About to ruin all of your careers, though. Give me 45 minutes.
About Dane Cook.
You can't kill what's already dead.
Oh, the Dane Cook thing?
Need to have
no,
one.
I didn't blog about it because I have a lot of feelings about why not to do that. I mean, I'm not part of the problem. I'm part of the solution.
Okay,
I try
good.
Not to be
That's great.
Ruining people's careers. And
Love
also,
it.
The reason that we haven't heard about it is because of the way Laugh Factory does marketing. That's the reason you did hear about Tosh and things like that. Mm-hmm. And I like those people, and I like that they're bringing comedy. And if they, I mean, I just told it on a podcast, but it's not in print. You know, like, people will hear it and laugh, and that's fine.
Just 60,000
I'm not going to, like, be like, hey, everybody, listen to this thing that's kind of unsubstantiated, and there are three different versions.
At least you're honest that you didn't know the exact version.
Yeah.
Well, that's fucking crazy. So if we learned a lot of things, the Avengers, Age of Ultron... Way better than the original Avengers. Right?
That heavy breathing is Mike Lord.
You're going to give him an aneurysm.
Thank God I have hair to cover my face.
We learned that Dan and Andrew love Side Talk.
Yeah, baby.
I hear a spinoff podcast. Yeah. Side Talk.
You know what else, dude?
That's perfect. You know what else, dude? That's fucking perfect.
You know what else, dude?
Fuck.
No, we'll have you guys both back on together soon.
Yay!
Side Talk.
Yay!
Yeah, dude, it's been a great show. I really appreciate you guys coming down.
Thanks for having me, man. Yeah,
thanks
thank
so
you.
Much.
Very, very interesting.
Thanks, buddy.
I want to thank you guys. Well, let's go around and do some plugs. So what do you got?
Go to comedygroupie.com. It's Comedy Groupie on all the social. And also the interrobang.com. I write for them, too.
Okay, what's the latest thing on your Comedy Groupie? What should we read? What would you send me to? Because I want to go to it. What would you send me
to? I mean, I think enjoy the April 1st Meanest People in Comedy
right,
if
I'll
you get
that
it.
That's hilarious.
If you know it's winking the whole time.
Okay, cool. And what do you got, Michael?
I got the Montreal Brunch Club on May 22nd. And I'm
what the what's the what?
That's the name of the show. They did Big J last week, last month.
What is it?
I just know that that's the name of the place. I think Brunch Club.
In Montreal?
Yeah.
So you go to Montreal.
Yeah, two shows.
Two shows.
Yeah.
Is your name on the poster?
Yes. But below and more. And then I'm opening for Chris Hardwick June 5th in Philadelphia. So
great. How great is his show after Dead? After The Walking Dead.
Talking Dead, yeah.
Talking Dead. I love that show. He's so fucking good, that guy.
He's a great dude, yeah.
Really?
Super funny,
good
yeah.
Good for you, man. What do you got, yeah. Danny boy?
I'm going to be in Rochester, New York at the Comedy Club.
Rochester.
Rochester, 14th.
You know that for Brother Weez.
14th through the 16th, and then I'll be at Helium in Portland the 21st through the 23rd.
Awesome.
Love that club.
What do you got?
I'm going to be at in Austin, lovely Austin.
Clean New Orleans?
Yeah, Clean New Orleans the 23rd through, I think, the 26th of May.
Making public apology. Yeah, yeah.
No public apologies. I'll stand by my statements.
A lot of people listen to this podcast in Austin.
I hope they do.
A lot of white
come to the shows. Yeah, it will be a lot of fun.
Scream out. We're good.
Austin
I shit
lives
on
matter.
The Red Sox when I was That's in Comedy it. Connection. I thought there was going to be a fucking riot.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
But it was good. It was fun.
What, the Wilbur, you mean?
No, the Comedy Connection.
That was years ago.
In
no,
Providence.
It's in Providence, Rhode Island.
Those
yeah.
guys are fucking great.
Awesome.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Love those. What a great yeah. club.
They're cool. I like those
fucking
guys.
Fucking A, man. Last time I was there, I had a blast.
Yeah, they're cool.
They have a drum kit in the basement.
Oh, I didn't know there was a basement.
There's a
but it's creepy. The coolest green room. The green room is the coolest green room
yeah,
of any
green.
Comedy club. No, no, because it's
the
a fucking
vault.
It's a vault.
Yeah.
You're inside a vault.
Yeah, but the awesome. Club is fucking great. Yeah.
It's great.
Everybody works at great. What, the
Corey and Dave.
Yeah,
Dave.
Corey's
yeah.
great. His girlfriend didn't like me last time.
They
you ever walk? I walked up. I was like, hey. She was like,
mm-hmm. I love it.
I was like, oh, boy. That's what I do.
Patriots were playing the Ravens
yeah?
in the playoffs
yeah.
on Saturday night, and I walked in and I go, hey, we're not going to start the show till the fucking game's over, right? And he goes, fucking of course. Like that. I go, oh, thank God. And then they won, and he's like, I'm going to give him 5 minutes to enjoy the celebration. I ended up doing like 30 minutes on the first show, and it was awesome because they were just like, fucking Patriots! But I know so many clubs that would be like, we're going to start right at 8 o'clock. Yeah. And I walk in, and Corey and Dave, I'm like, I think it was Corey. I was like, hey, we're not going to start right now, right? And he's like, what the fuck
now? When we did the Wilbur, wasn't the Red Sox in the playoffs? No, someone was in the playoffs. The Bruins.
Yeah.
The Bruins are in the playoffs Jeez. At 8 o'clock, and the show is going on.
Mm-hmm,
it's tough.
Yeah, that's, all, that's usually when my gigs are.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Bruins are in the
During
playoffs.
During holidays and shit.
Yeah, it's a mother-daughter-father week at the college. It's fucking crazy. All right, I don't know. I can take this. Nobody really got this.
No, I got it because those are the shows I get. It's just any holiday weekend. They're like, yeah, let's put them up.
Thank you.
But hey, I appreciate, man. Maybe if you guys check out my podcast, I do a podcast called Brilliant Idiots with a buddy of mine named Charlemagne the God, and you check it out. Great. Man.
I've actually heard a lot about it.
Oh, okay.
Hopefully, good things. It's a great podcast. Thanks, and what else? You've been on a million shows. MTV,
I've been doing some stuff on MTV, but So and then just check out the podcast.
Check out the podcast, and very soon you got great news coming out.
Hopefully, yeah, man.
Big movie star about to happen.
I don't know, but man. We stop. Yeah, you gotta change the expectations.
Him and Paul Bettany.
Yeah. Me and Paul Bettany to Wimbledon too. Double.
Bettany's his teacher.
All right. Well, of course, we got me.
Yeah.
Before we get to that, we can go to this T-shirt in the back.
No, it's on me.
Oh, you got it. Oh, yeah. Shit. Hey, stand up. Let them see, though. Stretch it out a little bit. There you go. You can go to riotcast.com or go to my website, and we have these T-shirts available. Robert Kelly Live from the Village Underground. You can pick them up for, I think it's like $20 or something like that. And also you can get the my half-hour comedy special, my double deuce. My hours comedy special, Robert Kelly Live from the Village Underground, at robertkellylive.com. $5 minimum donation. Make sure you spread the word about that. Tweet it, Facebook it, tell your friends. Get the special, grab a T-shirt, and where's my dates? What do I got coming up?
Next weekend, 14th, 15th, 16th, Laugh Boston.
It's not next weekend.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, today's the 5th. This weekend will be the 7th and 8th. And then the
life is flying by. Mm-hmm. And you're going to be with me.
Yeah.
Scopo's coming and Stavros is coming.
Stavros Hakitos.
So fantastic. Scopo's been killing, by the way.
Yeah.
In the middle spot, you know. Awesome. I remember I told him a year ago, get your shit together, get funny so I could take you. And he really stepped on it, did shows every night at shit clubs, which...
Still there.
Some people, comics complain, dude, how do you get out of the shit clubs? You will, because you'll get funnier. And then you'll have an opportunity, and you're definitely killing it. You killed it with me last time. You killed it with
Lewis.
Lewis yeah.
Schultz takes me.
Yeah, let me say it. It sounds weird when you're saying you killed it.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
And then
killing?
Yeah, Schultz? Yeah, he was doing great, man. But, absolutely.
Well,
great.
I said killing. You say great, but that's cool.
He's been killing.
Okay.
June 18th, the 50 West Club in Salt Lake City.
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
Is that near Trinidad?
Oh, let's get back to this gig. Laugh Boston, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. It's a brand new club that I'm playing. I usually do the Wilbur, which I love those guys. But, you know, these guys, I'm trying something different. You know, I just wanted more than one night in one show to have, you know, to do it. We got five shows, one Thursday, two Friday, two Saturday. So make sure you check that out. It's going to be a great weekend. Spread the word. Get your tickets now. And then I'm going to be where?
50 West Club in Salt Lake City. That is June 18th.
And
then you're going to be in New Haven June 27th at the Treehouse Sports Haven.
And don't forget to watch Louie every Thursday. I did my one last week, and I think I'm on this week, too. If you're listening live, this Thursday I have another appearance, and then I'm in, I think, two more. So I think
you're a real actor, man.
Ooh.
Dude, this is, you're like a real actor.
You should have talked about this at the beginning.
This is no Anne Moore shit. Do you know what I mean? Well, this is real. You probably have more acting credits than everybody else on that list. You got the TV show coming out.
Yep.
Regular on Louis.
Yep.
This is bullshit, man. No, you're a real fucking thespian or whatever, you know? I'm being dead serious.
You're really fucking thespian explaining your podcast name very well right now.
Listen, I don't know shit, all right? I admit I don't know shit, but I feel like I know this.
Well, thank you, man. I appreciate it.
So it's hard to get on TV. People don't realize that, especially acting. You know what I mean? This is not like a VH1's Best Week Ever thing where they'll let anybody on. Yeah. This is acting. This is fucking difficult to get on TV, man.
It is. Bye, Danny.
Bye, guys. He's going to let you keep going the whole time.
I'm not bullshitting. This is for real, man.
In the microphone.
Sorry.
Fuck you. I'm done. Listen, man. Make sure you go to robertkellylive.com.
If a compliment isn't spoken into the microphone, does it mean anything?
No, it doesn't. For all my dates and my special and T-shirt, all Robert Kelly needs are there. And go to riotcast.com and check out all the shows we have. Amazing shows. It's the best network on the fucking internet right now. I guarantee it. Hammerfisting, Bailey J, Jersey Jerks, Mad Scientist, My Wife Hates Me, Weird Medicine, Why You Suck in Bed, Jim Florentine. We got Pete and Sebastian. We got Nick DiPaolo. We got Davey Mac Sports Program, and of course YKWD. It's an amazing network, and it's all free. So check out other shows on the network. Do yourself a favor. I want to thank all you guys for being on my show today. It was a blast, and I want to thank you people listening live, and all you people downloading the podcast. You're the best fans ever. Thanks
thank
a lot.
You,
you know
thank
what?
You.
Thank you. You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.
And they are all free.